All right, go for it. Everybody, thanks to Manscaped for supporting Danish and O'Neill. Manscaped's number one in men's below-the-belt grooming with the right tools for the job.
Yeah, I was expecting some Bushman.
Yeah, get 20% off, free shipping, and a free travel bag with the code DANDO. That's D-A-N-D-O at manscaped.com.
Oh, I forgot it. The pause was there.
I was letting you in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It threw me off. Normally, there's some... little sound bites after the theme song.
Well, it's the
it's really mixing it up.
You got to let Manscaped in the door.
Yeah, happy almost Halloween to everybody out there.
Yeah, get your costumes ready.
Yeah, make sure they're not offensive though.
Yeah,
have you seen The Joker?
I have not. Have you?
Yeah,
good movie.
It's great.
Were you inspired to do bad things?
I went out and got a gun. No,
made me.
I can't even joke about this.
Made me go out and do stand-up.
On a list, dude. There's a lot. Gary Goldman's in it. Sam Morrell
and
Mark Maron.
Brian Callen.
Callen has a small role.
Hey, Todd Phillips always takes care of Callen.
I know. I will say this: Todd Phillips, fucking genius, to take that character and go, you know what? I'm gonna do like a real dramatic movie with this fucking guy and make the character real. Ground him and pull it off the way he did. It was
broke October box office records.
Yeah, I think the weird thing is though is the fucking outrage about like people are like this is for people who like to make excuses for their problems, and I was like, what are you talking about? How about it's just a good movie?
When isn't the guy mentally ill? So it's like, why can you attack mentally ill people?
It's fucking stupid.
Joe DeRosa, I saw online, made a good point. He's like, Pennywise is okay in it, but this is too far.
Dude, it's
people just
weird...
want anything they can get their hands on. People are bored.
What it is, it's Joaquin Phoenix, and he's fucking, he starts shooting people, and people don't like that.
What about the original, not the originals, but the Dark Knight bat? What was that? Christopher Nolan? Those were crazy.
Yeah, this one's a little crazier.
Yeah, I don't know.
My problem with it is like, it's a fucking good movie. That's it. Just take it for that. Stop saying that these movies are like going to go out and inspire people or do anything. It's not going to inspire anybody.
We could live in a vacuum. There's always going to be people who are crazy, people who do bad things. You can't take everything away from everyone else, especially when it's art.
Yeah. They can go out and rent Taxi Driver. I mean, it's a far more crazy movie.
You can go on the internet and probably see people being killed. Legit.
Oh, you can.
So it's like...
Watch beheadings.
Why is that
better?
It's
fucking stupid. It's just people are like, I can't... I was reading some of the outrage of it, and it just didn't... It boggled my mind. Like, why are we now, like, dissecting art like this? I mean, we always have.
Well,
it's always been a
Ellen
fucking
Ellen can't sit with George Bush. It's all insane. It's like, you're going after Ellen? This is who we're attacking? Like, what the fuck? Who is safe? I don't think anyone.
Nobody. That's the thing is, so that's why now it's just like an outlaw mentality, because everybody at some point, even Maron disagreed with Todd Phillips. He's like, well, I think you could be edgy and I think you could push the limits without hurting people's feelings. And I was like, you do a ton of shit shitting on Trump. Like, does that hurt his feelings?
Yeah, it's just weird. Everyone's so polarized right now.
I know.
There's no middle ground, stupid. And everyone's the. It's just. It's a bizarre time.
Speaking of polarization, if you guys want to be really polarized, check out Beach Cops.
Yeah, see what the fuss is about. If you want a magic name, maybe O'Neill could give you one. Check it out. I think it's worth checking out. If you listen to this show, you like us, you like Andy DeWitt.
Oh, if you love yourself, just some straight up humor. If you love Adult Swim, this is the fucking show for you. You're not going to get this anywhere else.
If you like sound effects, you'll enjoy it.
So go to Patreon and type in Beach Cops, and you won't be disappointed. Especially this new one, because we get high as fuck.
Yeah, it's a journey for you.
it's a real journey.
Do you happen to see Israel Adesanya's?
I did.
I didn't see the fight.
I watched the fight on a real shitty YouTube stream.
What'd you think of the entrance?
I didn't see the entrance. I only saw the fight.
I didn't like the entrance.
He was doing a dance move?
Everyone loves it, except for Courtney and I are like the only two people who dislike it.
Was it like when Mayhem Miller did his dance?
It was very contrived. It felt like you were watching like America's Got Talent.
But
it was like his friends who he grew up with. And
an old dance troupe,
give
right?
Give them like a shout out to like help their careers.
Who was it? The Jabberwockies?
It's pretty much. It was like these three guys. And they were doing like a dance, and he comes out and does like a no hands cartwheel and like doing the choreography. And
that's
like
a dangerous move.
And I'm like, this is bizarre. It's like, what is this sport becoming? Like, it's just odd.
Do you remember Mayhem's entrance to some Japanese organ? I don't think it was Pride.
His were always like crazy.
It was great. He had all those hot girls dancing with him, and it was a choreographed
dance.
But
his were always like nutty. This was like, we're taking this seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like this, and people were like, "Oh, so cool!" And I was like, "Why? What's so cool?"
I gotta watch it. I heard about it, but I was like, "I don't care about this fucking entrance."
And then whoever runs the UFC social media is like, "The most lit entrance ever!" And I was like, "What is Guy Fieri fucking taking charge? What is this?
Probably his new job, social media.
The most lit entrance ever." That's just because the guy danced a little bit? Like, what the fuck?
What if he would have injured himself doing a no-hand cartwheel?
But like, what if your friend's, like, from, you know, way back to stand-up comic? Is he going to come out and do fucking 5 minutes and you're going to be doing it with him? Like, it's just bizarre. Where do you draw the line with that?
I guess they could.
Like, say some guy low on the card. He's like, I want to go do a dance. And they're like, you got to get up to the higher. It's just bizarre. I think you're opening a can of worms.
Yeah. Well, the pageantry of Pride does not work in the UFC.
No, because they never set it out to be that. Yeah. But I think ESPN's like, hey, man, not enough subscribers. They like changed the entrance. Was this like weird tunnel that they were like filming it?
Really?
It looked like the WWE, to be honest. Like,
my thing is like, you don't need it. Do the fights. Nobody's tuning in for the fucking entrances.
But then somebody did a survey and like a big, I mean, who knows how many people took it, but.
Oh, they sent me a fucking survey.
Because they're loving it.
And I was like, fuck you, I'm not taking my time to fill out this
ESPN's
fucking survey.
ESPN's pushing this entrance, I think, because their ratings are probably not what they want them to be.
Yeah.
Because I don't think their service is very good.
You had to get the ESPN Plus to order the pay-per-view also. It was some weird thing.
You have to pay on top of ESPN Plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Because when I went in there, I thought, oh, they're going to do it for free. And I went in there. And
then you
got to
pay a pay-per-view fee.
I'm not renewing my ESPN Plus anyway.
Through there. But I don't know. I think it's a weird. You're just going to have guys trying too hard. You know, it's going to come off bad.
What's Henry Cejudo going to do then? It's going to be real embarrassing.
Yeah, and he's going to like. I just think like boxing wasn't. UFC's never been that. So why go to that now?
There weren't guys that could pull it off. Only that dude, that Prince guy who came in with the horse and stuff. Like, if you one day you're going to see a guy ride it on a horse.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Or like a motorcycle or a car. So I just think it's like, where's the line? And they've become the new pro wrestling in terms of the characters and stuff. So you don't need the entrances.
I agree. I don't.
And the entrance was long, it was like very long.
Nobody wants a long entrance. I just want to see him get in there and fucking fight.
The dance
fight.
Thing took place like at the beginning of the entranceway, and it took like the guys were dancing alone for like, I don't know, like 30 seconds to a minute, like just doing it. It was like, I don't know, I wasn't like blown away. People loved it though, I guess. Like Punch Drunk Chew, that's a fucking cool entrance, man.
I like when the guys are super serious and you're like, oh, this shit's gonna be a brawl.
I like the guys who like run out there, like they're so crazed, like I gotta get out there.
I like the Diaz's where the look on the face is like so intense where you're like, oh, this is some fucking ass whooping's going to go down.
Or like I was like, what if he got hurt, but what if he like gassed out in the first round? You're like, we shouldn't have been doing your fucking.
It was that intense of a fucking.
But I'm just saying like, you know, is it someone watching? You're like, what if? And then you're like, why are you wasting any energy doing this fucking stupid thing?
That's a...
And I guess Rogan was like, everyone loved, like, Rogan was like, it's unbelievable. Oh my God.
So I don't like when people are like, this is the unbelievable greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Just four guys dancing. I don't know. It didn't do much for me. For me, it just felt very contrived, very cheesy, very forced.
Yeah.
I just four middle-aged guys dancing. I don't know. It's like, I don't know what this is.
The weird thing, it doesn't, like, Mayhem, when he did it, fit his personality because he was a fucking wacky dude.
Rampage would do weird shit. Like,
Rampage was a fucking character.
It was part of, like, the persona.
Yeah.
Israel Adesanya, I guess he talks a lot of shit, but I don't really know a lot about him.
I don't really hear much shit talk. By the way, if they don't make John Jones versus him next... Like, there's nothing I want to see.
I think Jones is just too big for him, but it'd be an interesting fight.
I mean, he's 6'4". He's a lanky guy. He puts on some muscle.
Yeah.
I mean, he could go to 205.
Yeah, that'd be a good... That'd be like the closest thing to Anderson Silva versus Jones that everyone wanted to see.
Yeah, in his prime.
So why not make it?
He fought Anderson. Anderson fought at 205 several times.
Yeah.
He fought Forrest Griffin, who's a huge 205.
Yeah, I guess that I didn't realize this. That Israel, he fights out of New Zealand. He's originally from
Nigeria, and then they sent him to school in New Zealand.
Yeah, so then that's where he's out of.
Dude, he didn't start kickboxing until he was 18.
Well, then he's only been fighting MMA for like 2-3 years,
something like
recent.
He's been fighting in Glory for a while.
He's been glory holing.
Yeah. Dude, but speaking of the Jabberwockies, they were the halftime show at that Rams game from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Dude, that sort of dance stuff does not work at all.
Big arenas, no.
Oh, I couldn't see what they were doing. None of the moves worked.
Unless you're close up.
In the daylight?
Yeah. It's a tough gig for them, but it's probably good money.
Sure, it's fine. Also, like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, are they still doing a residency at
Vegas? Who even wants to go see it, an hour-long dance show?
I don't know.
Somebody, I guess.
Rory Scoville had a fucking residency at the Virgil right down the street from my house.
I actually saw something about that.
I was like, that's kind of cool.
How big is that venue?
We went there. Remember? We went there years ago. Remember when it turned into like a hip-hop club?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It was just that room.
Okay.
So maybe, I don't know, 60, 70 people.
How long were you doing it for?
Great. I don't know. I think a few months.
I want to do a belly room residency for like a week.
Damon Wayans is already doing it every Sunday. He's there.
And they have the secret headliner. Woo!
Yeah, by now I'm sure people have figured it out. Hey, it's probably going to be Damon Wayans.
Woo-hoo.
He's working out his hour.
Shh, the secret.
Does he go up anywhere else, or does he just go there for an hour every Sunday? And he's like, I'm good.
Probably that.
I mean, he's a fucking pro.
Back when he had been gone for a long time because the Wayans brothers had were involved with that Richard Pryor documentary in mid-season.
Biopic.
You're all banned, the whole family.
Hey, Mitzi's doing some really cool stuff. She's banning people because he's like, nobody can play Richard.
I disagree with what you did. You're banned.
Oh, no.
So I guess when he had been away for a long time, then he came back to the club. He was rudely introduced to the great Tombo Morris.
Yeah.
And Tombo, I don't know what Damon did on stage, but Tombo disagreed with it. And Damon went to the front. He's like, somebody we know happened to be right there. And he's like, they don't want to see you do that, okay? What are you doing up there? And Damon turned to the person we know, and he goes, who the fuck is this guy?
Can you imagine that? Like, you got to give him some respect. David Wayans is a goddamn legend.
Tombo Moore, what the fuck do you know about anything?
Nothing.
You could tell anybody, never mind this guy who's been ultra successful, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. There's certain guys that, whatever they're doing on stage, whether they're bomb, you got to cut them some slack because obviously it's some sort of process that they have.
They want to see Homie the Clown up there. What are you doing?
Where's Tag? Where's David Alan Greer? Do the movie reviews.
Do they want to see Blank Man, okay?
Blank Man had the great door guy, Harris Pete, in it.
What was he playing?
He played like a cop.
Disgruntled asshole?
Yeah, it was.
That's what he was in real life.
Disgruntled asshole's cop.
Now he found Jesus, I guess.
Wait, who? Is that a prostitute?
And he lives in Montana, and he's a whole new man, from what I've heard.
Yeah, you know what? I saw him again. Eleanor introduced me to him. She's like, oh, he's different now. Got news for you. Ain't different to me. Still seem like a real dick.
Did he remember you? He was like, I've never seen you in my life.
Yeah, okay.
God, he was a fucking...
I couldn't tell if he recognized me. He just kind of blew me off. Yeah, hey, how's it going? Okay.
What a fucking asshole.
Yeah? Yeah, he's a good guy. Good dude. Solid guy.
So I'm going... We're having quite a domestic... I don't even call it the episode. There's no violence involved. So Courtney wanted to go to Six Flags. I told her, I'm like, Danny Glover, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, dude, how's your brain feeling?
Yeah, I mean, some of these rides, one of them blurred my vision for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, dude, some of these things
I can't do them, dude.
I'm
officially done.
She's a younger lady. I mean, she's not 18, but she's younger. And I'm like, I'm getting to the point where, like, I don't even, like, one a year. Like, I was like, I wasn't there that long ago. I'm getting burned out.
So I'm surprised you've made it. You've actually outlived the threshold, because I know my brother-in-law was like 35. I was done. Me, it's like 33. I couldn't take it anymore.
I saw people in line who were like 60 something years old.
Do you think that they've had? Maybe there's like were maybe my brain's got too much slush in it.
Maybe they were in a coma or something, and they're younger. Their brains are younger than they look. I don't know.
Do you think that it has to do with like accumulation of damage to your brain?
Maybe.
Your ability?
I don't know.
I've been hit that a lot.
I mean, I get dizzy after. Like, I got to walk it off a little bit.
Well, you remember that time, the last time that you and I went there?
Yeah, you're Batman.
I was done.
Batman's tough, though. I went on this ride, the Riddler, and I was, like, just trying to endure the ride. I was like, I'm going to die.
Part of me wants to go back, but, dude, it took me, like, 2 days. I felt like I was hungover for 2 days.
So we went on this ride. Courtney's like, do you remember this ride? And I was like, not really. And she's like, it's Twisted Colossus. She's like, it's one of my favorite rides. I was like, all right.
So Twisted Colossus?
Yeah.
Is that different than regular Colossus?
So it's two rides that, like, you go.
You jump off one to the other midair.
You go on one, and then you go on another track, and you start racing the other person going on the other one. Like, it's two. So, like, things started getting so crazy that I had my sunglasses on that I had to start holding. It was so much, like...
I'm surprised you even had your sunglasses on.
There was so much. And then, so after we were going up the hill on the second one, they have these new little, like, clear zip bags. So I put my glasses in there and zipped them up. So all of a sudden, this is our second ride of the day. And I see a projectile fly by me, and I hear Courtney go, that's my phone.
Shut up! No.
And it fucking whipped out, hits the seats in front of us in the coaster. And part of me's like, maybe it's in there. We get off, and the phone's gone.
And it was in the bag?
No, it wasn't.
She was just holding it?
So she didn't realize she had it in her back pocket. And because so, like, if I have my phone in my pocket, because of my size, I can't move at all with the restraint.
Yeah.
She comes up a little bit because she's smaller. So she went up, and it just slipped up out of her back pocket, and it fucking flew up over. And so we look in the seat in front of us, but there's like a big hole. Like, it either fell out or it went down through the hole.
It's gonna fucking just be sitting on the seat in front of you on a roller coaster.
Yeah, and this thing was like going crazy too. So we, after the ride, we talked to the woman there. She's like, here's a paper. You have to like do all this shit online, fill all this shit out.
And what, they reimburse you?
So they're like, we do a nightly,
see how that's
we do a nightly sweep, we go under, and they're like, we'll check if it's there.
Because this is such an issue that they have a fucking protocol.
Well, they have signs everywhere, like, don't have your phone.
Yeah, I would never.
She forgot. She's like, I always put it away.
I would leave my phone in the car.
So we were there Monday, and we're recording now on a Thursday, and so she filled it all out.
So they do like a Vietnam mind sweep.
I guess they know kind of where they, you know, where things would fly to.
Dude, you know how many goodies are in there?
Oh, I'm sure.
They must find so much fucking money.
Oh, I'm sure. Change and who knows what else. But they're like, it may take up to 5 to 7 days for us to contact you because so much shit falls out. But now she's just stuck without a phone, and she doesn't want to get a new phone without her SIM card. She's like, the phone could be smashed to smithereens, but at least I want my SIM card to get like my pictures and my other stuff. So now she's just in limbo. Then we got a thing the other day. It may take up to 30 days. So I was like, you got to go down there and just say, let me look through a fucking box.
Yeah.
And then, so I don't know. So right now she's phoneless. But you know, I mean, she's like, I don't have my ways. She's like, so like a lot of places I don't really
now
know.
Now you realize that. And what you do. That's why it's good to spend a few days a week with no phone.
Yeah, so now she's...
She's lost. Her life is over.
She's like, feeling the heat. She's constantly... I feel like I'm with Ari. She's like, let me use your phone.
Dude, you know what Magic Mountain should do? They should set up a shop for unclaimed merchandise and just sell it.
I said...
Like unclaimed baggage.
They should let like 30, you know, and give it an allotted time where people like you... Can you go look? Because you would look harder.
Wait, you could go into the restricted...
Well, like there's someone with you. And, you know, and you go check it out. You probably have to pay like 10, 20 bucks. You go look. But she did find my phone, and it did move. So it makes it look like it has been found, but who knows?
Oh, yeah. Why didn't she just do that?
Well, she did it, but like you still have to wait for them.
They're also, you're dealing with a bunch of like high school kids that work there. They're like, oh, phone, I'll take this.
I tried calling, and you just can't get a human being on the phone.
Did you try calling the phone?
I tried calling Six
You should
Flags.
Call the phone during
the
day.
I texted it and it went through, so it's the phone still.
It's there. It's alive.
So somebody's using it. Okay. It's going to die if they don't charge it, 'cause she can see what her battery's at. It's dying.
Dude, just have someone hack it. Because you can see through the camera.
I said we should just get wire cutters and go into that coaster at night.
Yeah, that's a good for a phone. Commit a felony for an old phone.
Which may not even be there.
But just didn't she have everything on the cloud?
Nah, she did. People have yelled at her about that. She didn't. Because I back mine up,
dude,
on my computer.
Now?
I don't really get how the cloud works, to be honest. I gotta figure that.
You gotta go into the cloud and you pay. It's a pain in the ass. But also, if you delete it off your phone, it deletes it off the cloud, which is stupid.
Oh, okay.
But I erased all my photos. I have nothing. That phone is just like.
Has yours gotten full storage? Because that's what mine's at. But like, no matter what I do, if I erase everything,
doesn't matter.
Like,
yeah, same with
mine. I think
mine.
Your phone is set to be full at some point.
It's got a fucking expiration date on it.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn scam.
The battery.
I'm done with them.
The storage.
I'm not getting another phone. If I do, it's going to be a flip phone. I'm fucking done. Done with it.
So, she's going through the ringer right now. Six Flags. It's shocking, but they're not the fastest when it comes to dealing.
They're not on top of their game over there?
God, I've said it before, but every time I go, if you want to see some of the fucking weird, like just the Hill Have Eyes style people.
Dude, what you're seeing is just the rest of America.
America. There's foreigners there too. You're seeing all the world.
Yeah.
There's people all out here, foreign languages.
Here's my problem with anybody that's from a foreign country who wants to go to Magic Mountain. Like, what are you doing?
Get a little culture.
Yeah, okay.
Turkey leg. Teenagers are just dry. I just look, I'm like, you just drive me crazy just existing. I was watching these kids.
It's one of the reasons I can't go.
It was this young girl, and she asked this kid for his number, and I was like, the kid was with his dad and like other friends, and but the girl, you could tell, with trouble, and the dad like leaned in. The kid's like, I gave her a fake number. They were dying. I was like, what's going on? Get me the fuck out of here.
Dude, I'm getting to the point that I'm going to have to go off the grid for at least part of the time, because I can't take this town and like how densely populated it is. I'm losing my fucking marbles. I don't even like going outside anymore. I go out from the hours of like midnight to 2:30 in the morning. That's when I travel on the streets. Other than that, I try to stay indoors.
But I went to the Hollywood Bowl like 3 times this summer. And every time I go, I just listen to people and I'm like, I don't know how I can't take being out and around people.
I'm turning very antisocial.
It's driving me crazy. Just hearing what these idiots are talking about, and they're just fucking, I don't know. I'm just like, get me out of here.
No, I'm the same. I got to get a place. I got to get some land. I don't care if it's fucking desert land. I just need a place where there's no one around so I can recharge, because I'm losing my fucking shit out here.
Then I'm up to Joshua Tree, the desert.
Dude, you could buy like 10 acres for like $5,000 up there.
Yeah.
Well, you have no water. Well, you have no electricity. You have nothing. I'm going to New Mexico.
You went off the grid.
I've been watching too much Breaking Bad, and then I started looking at land in New Mexico.
Live with John Jones.
I'd get like 100 acres up there. Get a nice little place, just fucking a place to go to, like a couple months out of the year. Get my rally car track set up. Get my paramotor all ready to go. Get my ultralight airport.
It sounds like you may open up. You could open up like a Matt Roloff style attraction. People could come.
Except my trebuchet, my catapult, will throw people into a fucking pond.
You just need people to...
What would I grow there? I can't grow anything.
Marijuana.
You can grow marijuana out there.
Well, try it.
Yeah, because I gotta make
someone who listens to us who does farming. They could help you out.
I mean, there are parts of New Mexico that aren't desert.
You should go to where Beardo lives in Australia, the fucking outback.
And I need somewhere that I can go to that's like a short trip.
That's quick.
Yeah. I can't handle. That's a long fucking flight. It's taxing.
You should take a boat. Take like a 3 month.
What, like
3 month
what
long.
What is this, 1894?
Didn't Ari have that guy who fucking rowboated to Europe?
Dude, how crazy is that? Yeah. I think he thought he did a, didn't he do a round the world trip or something?
I don't know.
Across the Atlantic?
The guy's luck. And I think he said his
Pacific
equipment or something fucked up like right away. And so he got scared that he was going to be fucked.
Do you know how much those boats cost though? I was looking at them. Boats are like hundreds of, like, the way he had it was that he could row and then he could tuck himself in underneath sleep.
He had like a room.
Super fucking expensive. Like, it could turn over and everything would be fine. So if the weather and stuff was awful, like, it was basically unsinkable. But, Jesus.
You'd probably start going crazy after like 7 days.
I don't
know.
I might love it.
Alone out there in the middle of nothing.
Dude, so
is there a toilet on there? You just duty right into the water.
I'm sure he had some sort of setup. Because what if the weather was really bad for days and you couldn't take a dump?
What if you're taking a shit and a shark just comes up?
Eats your asshole.
Takes a bite right out of your ass.
But a shark's eating ass now? Has it become that popular?
Maybe DeWitt has somehow spoken to the sharks.
The DeWitt of sharks.
Yeah, I would put it.
Shark DeWitt?
I'd be scared in the middle of the ocean dangling my ass out there.
Dude,
who knows?
So vast.
You're in the middle of nowhere. What if you saw some other guy out there?
He passed him. Like, hey.
What are you doing? I'm going Europe to the U.S.
If you did, you would have to fuck that guy. He'd be like, hey, man, let's fuck.
Let's be best friends.
We're never going to see each other. What's the chance of this happen?
Or what if you just like start, you don't know if it's real or not. You think you see a guy.
Oh,
you and
kill
you're
him?
Like, you're like,
I would kill him.
You throw him in the water.
Stab him.
Who's going to catch you?
Yeah.
It's,
and also, if you're international waters, how does that work? Maritime law?
Who
tries you for murder?
Who would even know?
I think whatever country you're closest to.
Say the guy, you throw the guy over, then you tip his boat, and you're like, you just keep going. Who the fuck's going to pin it on you?
Chances are somebody knows that guy was out there, and they know that you crossed paths with him. That's the problem. Even out in the middle of the ocean, people are tracking your progress.
There's drone cameras.
Well, and he probably was like doing Instagram updates and all that stuff.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, he probably checked in every day with a crew.
Like, yeah, there's probably somebody too who knows the coordinates.
I think you also probably got to tell the ocean people. You got to tell them, like, here's my route.
Who's the ocean people? Is that the company? Did you check in with the ocean people? Because you can't go out unless you check in.
It's the ocean people.
They're just out there. Hey, somebody, I got my boat problem. Someone get the ocean people.
Didn't that chick who was screaming about climate change, didn't she fucking, you know, the autistic, like, 14-year-old?
She's Swedish
didn't she take
or
a
Finnish?
Boat? She took a boat, right?
I don't know. I saw her speech. She was getting crazy.
I was like, what? And they want to give her a Nobel Peace Prize. I was like, all you're doing is like, yeah, dude.
For what?
Dude, it like took on a life of its own. Meanwhile,
I could have got a Nobel. Yeah. That's what the bar was said. I think I could have got one if I tried a little harder.
I
got
to be honest with you. I don't think they're that hard to get these days.
Jesus. Nobel Peace Prize for what?
Dude, I can't. I got to be honest with you. I can't stop watching that speech. It makes me laugh so hard how fucking crazy she gets.
She gets.
But she's like, how dare you?
Yeah, I mean, is it a problem? Yes. Is it the Holocaust? No.
Here's the problem.
It's not actively killing millions of people.
Dude, she's yelling at
adults.
The same people that caused it. Meanwhile, there's a kid who had a climate issue. You know what he did? He built a thing to go out and get plastic out of the fucking water.
Yeah, you got to do something.
Like, you can't. What are you just screaming? It doesn't do anything. Oh, then, oh, mom's home.
Be cool, everybody.
Yeah.
Watch your language.
Cool. What? We do.
And it never gets old.
Yeah.
For us.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
It seems like a no.
Aren't you making butt plugs now? You could sell them. Are you doing like Tupperware parties? I'm kidding. It's not...
Didn't go well.
It didn't go well at all.
No. Didn't go as planned.
Yeah, so this chick just starts screaming at the same people who caused the problem. Like, why are you yelling at them? They're not going to fix it.
No. And I get the message, but I don't know.
But it picked up, like, traction to the point that I actually...
I think, though, didn't... Somebody mocked it, so that made it bigger. Was it Trump?
Yeah, Trump did. And
so then that makes it like people who hate him are like, let's give her the Nobel Peace. Show him what a piece of shit he is.
Yeah. But Putin actually gave a meaningful comment about it where he's like, look, I get what you're saying, but it's a fucking complicated issue. And there's a lot of third world country. Like, do you know how the U.S. became a first world country? Because we burned a shitload of fossil fuels until we got to the fucking...
That's what China's doing.
Yeah. So what are you going to tell India? Hey, I know a bunch of people are fucking dying.
But...
And they wouldn't... I mean, it's so fucking complicated that you can't just scream and be like... It was just weird. It was a weird entitlement where it was like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're definitely coming from a fucking first world country.
Yeah, it's like, go live how their poorest live and then talk to me about the environment. They don't give a fuck.
Dude, I was in India and I was like, how in the world would these people give a fuck about climate change? Like, they are scraping by if they're even getting by. They're living in fucking houses they built out of themselves out of plywood.
Wonder what that girl's blood pressure's at. If that's like her response to that, like
she might be on Bert's blood pressure medicine.
Any sort of like, if you, I don't know how you live day to day, where like that's your level of rage at something like that. Like, it seems like everything would drive her crazy.
I'm tired too of people being like bringing up the autism thing, dude. I have a belief. I think we're all autistic.
We're all on the spectrum.
Everybody. Have you ever listened to how people talk?
And need like, a t-shirt.
Fucking, like,
we are all
we're on all the on the spectrum. Everybody is.
Well, then it's weird because there's so many levels of
it. It's like, I know.
They need to assign belt levels. Like, this guy's a black belt.
Ari should play into that autism spectrum because he's definitely autistic.
I would say so.
I dose your drink because I'm autistic, and then all is forgiven.
He'd win the Nobel Peace Prize for comedy. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Congratulate me.
Smoking the peace pipe.
I'm gonna interview that girl on Skeptic Tank.
But he's got that weird morality shift where he'll like take her super seriously and be like, what you're doing is great. I support you 100%.
Tip of the cap to you. We need to go after big comics like Bert Kreischer's riding in a bus, burning fossil fuels. he probably would turn it on him.
And you have Tom Segura on private jets.
We need these are the people that we need to be talking about.
Joe Rogan and his muscle cars.
I don't like the celebrities who get all crazy and they buy fucking jets. It's like, come on, man. Don't tell me you're for the climate.
Dude, Al Gore was the worst offender of them all. He has a fucking 10,000 square foot mansion. That's only one of them. He has two others.
And then it's like, oh, but now you're fucking crazy about this.
My thing is like, no, innovation is the only way to fix anything. You make green energy cheaper and then people go, oh, I'll do that.
Yeah, she needs to provide some sort of solution, not just give an impassioned speech.
People love people that scream. We should just go out and start screaming at fucking people.
I saw those the guys who are in All Things Comedy.
I was just thinking those
guys.
They were
on Ellen.
Those guys are hilarious.
They were on Ellen.
What is it? It's, fuck, how do I not know their name? It's one of them.
They go to all the town
meetings.
Isn't
it like TJ? And they were great on there. They go all to all the like community
meetings talking about like partying. And
they wanted to get a Paul Walker statue in Santa Monica. It's pretty funny shit.
Let's talk about the real problems.
Oh, it's
going
Chad
on
Goes Deep.
Okay,
I think that's either his Instagram account or the name of the show, but it's fucking funny.
Let's talk about real problems going on in the world. This is from Deputy Dan. He's deputy of the Beach Cops. Check out the show if you haven't. This was a controversy. There is an ending to this. This is in Alaska. And this is...
By the way...
This is what I'm going to make an impassioned speech about.
Alaska is a great place if you want to go kill somebody because there are more unsolved fucking murders in Alaska than anywhere else.
It's where people go on, you know, all these hikes and stuff and end up dying. Like,
this is where
into the wild.
A lot of fugitives go there to work on the pipeline also.
Hitting that pipeline, it's a term for anal.
They go there and have anal, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And get paid for it?
Top female swimmer in Alaska, she got DQ'd, disqualified from a race. She had already won when a referee ruled that her bathing suit was immodest and showed off too much of her backside.
Yeah, did you hear what happened?
They overturned the disqualification.
Well, her butt cheeks had sucked the suit in. I don't know, you're a swimmer. This happens.
Yeah, you can get a wedgie in there.
Yeah.
The water can,
all she had was a wedgie.
The water could force, and she was like some swimmers are just built a little thicker. She had a thick build. What do you want?
And also, it was a school issued fucking swimsuit.
Yes, and that's just how her ass fit in the suit.
What a fucking cunt this goddamn judge was.
It's like, what's your problem? The swim coach of Diamond without an A in it, DeMond High School in the Anchorage School District plans to appeal the ruling. This lady's 17, names Brecken Willis. This is a meet against the Chugiak High School.
Oh, the old Chugiaks.
Yeah.
And they were tough this season.
Chugiak High.
Real tough, tough squad.
Alaska follows national high school standards that call for male swimmers to have their buttocks covered and for girls to have both their buttocks and breasts covered. What if you can't go topless to save a little time?
Would it save time, or would you get a lot of drag on those if you have big, thick nips?
Yeah, and the titties may kind of drag through the water.
Yeah, you got to. I heard that they buy swimsuits that are actually a size too small, that it like compresses everything.
Yeah,
Is that true? Is that a known?
I think so, yeah.
What if you have a big old hog? Like you could see the outline of the hog.
I remember in practice, people would wear numerous suits to increase drag. So then when you're in a meet, you're, you know, it's like
wearing a weighted vest. So some guy has like fucking 8 pairs of board shorts on?
No, it wouldn't be board shorts. They would just wear numerous Speedos, or a girl would wear numerous suits.
They're like, how many Speedos are you wearing today? Well, I got 5 on.
Well, my dick's super small. I'm just trying to hide it.
Do guys tuck their dicks?
Is
that possible?
I was young, so no one really had monster hogs, but I don't know what you do with the adults.
So maybe you should go
Like when you're in high school, I don't know what, if you have
a monster hog.
If you have a big old dingus, yeah, I don't know, because there's not a lot of room in there.
Well, maybe they shrink from, you know, when you're scared, like you're nervous.
Maybe that's why the water's really not like lukewarm. It's usually a little
ice cold.
Yeah.
Oh, to shrink your dick?
Yeah, they're like, we need these guys to shrink them down.
Do you think there's any guy or any school who actually like has too many guys that have huge hogs, so they actually chill the water way below usual standards?
Or they make them wear regular bathings, like down to the knees bathing suits to cover up, and these guys are losing because their dicks are too big.
Do you think there's any guys who like put ice in the shorts beforehand to get the balls to go up inside?
I don't know.
And that'd be a good move instead of shaving.
Yeah, I remember people were like shaving everything. No one really had a lot of body hair, but some of these fucking weirdos were shaving everything.
I mean, does it cut off that much time?
I'm shaving my fucking arms and legs. Not really. But I mean, you know, you're talking races worth hundreds of a second, so you can shave that. But it's just like, I'm not doing that. Fuck that.
I remember people used to shave their fucking head. I was like, you like this sport that much?
Yeah, it's like, and it's not
shaving your head.
It's an amateur level. You're not a professional. You're not in the Olympics.
Yeah, I know.
She wore the school-issued swimsuit. Coach's protest was quickly denied at the meet. We expect the coach to appeal. The statement said the disqualified athlete was wearing the approved school-issued suit during the race.
How is this even possible? I don't even understand how this would even be allowed.
Yeah, it's odd. And they said she had done 3 meets already, and there was no problems.
By the way, I saw the girl in the out, and it was like, it just went up her butt crack. What is this? This is like some super horny fucking judge. This is back in the old day of like Salem witch trials, where it's like, it's making me horny.
I guess it's her fault. It's a woman who DQ'd her. It's
probably a lesbian.
A woman who
turned on.
Was there, said she was appalled. She said, I told the ref, I need to know how you're defining this because this is going to blow up. The referee reportedly told this woman the bottom of the girl's suit was so far up I could see butt cheek touching butt cheek.
Oh, so that's the thing? You can't see butt cheek? What is this fucking lady? We all have butt cheeks, you dumb fuck.
We need to start the DeWitt Swim League, the DSL, where it's just nothing but butt cheeks.
Where it's mandatory that the butt cheeks touch.
You're disqualified, too covered up.
DeWitt has to smell your suit afterwards.
You have to sit on his face afterwards for him to approve your win. All legally aged women, we may add.
Yeah, this girl wouldn't qualify. She's 17.
But then I read a follow-up. They overturned this.
How could they? Why was this even a question?
I mean, if you're wearing the issues, I don't know what they want to do.
You're punishing her for having overly developed butt cheeks.
Just like a bigger ass than some people.
I got a big ass. I couldn't. The Speedos would go right up my butthole.
And some people are just more prone to wedgies, especially when water and swimming's involved. So wait. So he watched her get out, and then the woman watched her get out, and then was like, wait a second, I'm seeing too much cheek. Because you can't see in the water.
Dude, how is this person even allowed to be around children anymore? This is such a fucking egregious error.
Can you get disqualified if your nips are hard?
Like, is that with this lady, probably.
Is that a violation? Or if Your muff is sticking too far. What if your muff comes out of your suit?
Something tells me.
You don't shave your bikini line. You got a big old bush.
I remember when I was in high school and some fucking cheerleader, like, you know, when they go on their sides, lift their leg up.
Yeah.
Just fucking meaty curtain hanging out the side of the suit. Man. A lot of hair, a lot of meat. Like, sometimes it just happens.
She got disqualified?
No, we were all like, what the fuck did we do?
Jesus.
Whoa. Yeah, just meat.
Nowadays, you wouldn't be able to know. It could have been someone who had transitioned.
That's what you think, it was a meaty hog?
It's just the new era of school. There's all sorts of different stuff going on.
Dude, why is everything so confusing?
If nothing's clear cut anymore.
And I hear people go, it's not confusing. And I go, no, everybody's confused.
You just don't know. I
don't know anymore.
Recently was with somebody I know who's a teacher. And he said during the summer, he got an email and it was from a student coming into the year.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm transitioning. Here are my pronouns.
Oh boy.
And so like he's like
but he has to learn all the kids' names.
But then he
on
was
top
like
of this.
So he made a mental note of like, here's how I'll avoid any confusion. I'll just always refer to him by his name.
Yeah.
He goes, first day I fuck it up.
And so what happened?
He goes, I had to email and be like, I'm so sorry, like, just I guess it's the beginning of the year, and like, and
yeah,
he said they were understanding, but he's just like, it's a new, just a whole new.
So he's nervous.
Yeah, he's like worried that he could lose his job. Not over that, but just, you know, there's a lot
more. It's an honest mistake, yeah.
There's just a lot more you have to worry about.
It's, yeah, it's very odd, like.
Because not only does he worry about his job, he has to worry about, like, that's a small detail that you may just completely, like, it just slipped his mind.
You're seeing kids all day long.
In different kids, yeah, in and out.
And you're like, I don't know which is who's who.
Wait, he has to learn the all that stuff.
Yeah.
So then you like throw in like this small wrinkle, and you're like, oh, fuck.
But I could see there are also people who would freak out.
Well, that's
like,
what
you
he
did it on
that's
purpose.
That's what he was worried about.
Why are we all living in fucking fear? Jesus Christ. I'm done. I'm not living in fear anymore. I'm done with it.
It's the McCarthy era. McCarthyism.
Fucking
Sarah
done.
Sarah Silverman said, McCarthy era is back.
Yeah.
In comedy.
It never goes away.
It's a witch hunt.
It's always, there's always a witch hunt for somebody. It just now happens to be us.
Yeah.
So now we're starting to notice it.
This is, you may want to join these people if you're not going to live in fear anymore. This is from Howie Moon. What's the date today? When's his wedding? His wedding's this weekend.
Oh.
So happy it happened by the time this comes out.
I got my anniversary coming up in like 10 days.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
The Moon and I.
Yeah, you and the Moon. So this was from Howie Moon. This is Providence Journal, I believe. Is this Rhode Island? Let's see here. I think so. So, you know the jump bikes, those red bikes? You've talked about them a little bit.
I love them.
They're electric, right?
Yeah, they're also too fucking expensive now. To even, you might as well go get an Uber.
So apparently 100 kids on jump bikes, or on bikes, many of them on jump bike rentals, wreaked havoc on the Providence streets
of Rhode Island.
Afternoon, they blocked traffic. They were stealing snacks from a Dollar Tree, randomly assaulting people. The fucking jump bike gang went on a rampage.
So the guys who used to ride four wheelers are now
they've
like,
switched.
We're going to jump bike.
It makes sense. They want to be able to maneuver the streets,
yeah, and they're fast.
So the next day, officers were contending with two more two-wheeled hooliganism, it said, at India Point Park. The incidents come to police have noted an increase in the use of jump bikes and violent crimes.
This is the preferred getaway vehicle of all these fucking assholes?
Ride down alleys.
I kind of get behind this. Dude, can you imagine if we had all access to all these electric scooters and bikes?
I mean,
we would be fucking everything.
Would have caused a lot of havoc. Jumps owned by Uber charges rider to use the bikes. People have somehow compromised the bike, simply breaking off a lock. One teenager is reported to disable the payment system.
Ooh, wait,
and
how?
The
did this say how to do it?
It doesn't function.
Oh, I got to get a YouTube
so
video.
So that turns them into free regular bikes, which are now turning up in the river along city streets and frequently enough in police reports in this area. It's a real problem.
Dude, how great would it be to ghost ride an electric bike into a river?
It'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't own it, you're like, who cares?
Yeah, you're like, fuck them.
Colonel Hugh T. Clements Jr., he said it's really has to be a shared response with the company. He's the chief of Providence Police. They can't just sit back. I don't think they will. There has to be a response from the company because a lot of these are jump bikes.
They're expensive. I think those bikes cost them like $1,500 bucks each.
Yeah, you throw
which
that
is
in the,
cheap for an electric
throw
bike.
Throw that in the river. There goes your money.
Yeah, there goes a lot of your cash.
Clemens said so far he's been bothered by the company's failure to provide even a minimal level of protection as to who's riding these bikes. He says that's the responsibility. If they're putting the bikes out in the community, they should have a more definitive way of ensuring who's operating it.
God, I wouldn't
It's hard.
That.
What are they going to do? Instant background checks?
Isn't it the cops' deal, too?
Yeah, I don't know. He said law enforcement stretched thin, but the police won't wait for a scheduled meeting with Uber to aggressively enforce the law. So there you go.
What a fucking...
100.
Dude, I would have... Oh, my God. It would have been so good to have a this fucking lady, jump bike as a kid.
Let's see what happened. One victim, 36-year-old man, told police he was standing in the parking lot when a large group of juveniles on their bikes started riding up the street. He told them not to block the street.
Bad. By the way, you see a large group of juveniles?
Let it go.
Yeah, just turn the other way. Run. Dude, when I see a bunch of kids together, I go to the other side of the street or I run away.
This guy is not, what are they going to say? Oh, thank you, sir. We didn't realize we were being a nuisance.
Sorry. I apologize.
Oh, you just changed our ways. The juveniles responded by circling back to him, punching him in the face.
Yeah, he got what he deserved.
A nearby patrolman and other bystanders intervened, but the kids fled on the bikes. They can't catch
them.
They can't catch these guys. These kids are like BMX tricksters.
Yeah.
Fucking riding fast through the streets.
Dude, this guy, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And get moving.
Get in your car. You wait for him to pass. You even wait a little longer so you don't see him again and you get the hell out
of
there.
I'm this guy's age. You got to know better than that.
The guy had a cut on his lip and was bleeding from his nose and his ear, so he got lucky they didn't kill him.
Imagine that somebody just drives by and punches you in the face.
28-year-old woman told police she was leaving another parking lot at her work, I think on this same street, when about 100 kids on bikes came 100? Up the middle of the street. Some of them hit her parked car side mirrors and opened and closed her car doors. She got out.
Wait,
one of them.
They were opening and closing her car? Wait.
She was in the car. And they were opening.
Now that I would be pissed.
Yeah.
But that's why I keep special protection in my vehicle.
Against 100 people.
Just start fucking swinging.
She got out. One of them slammed the driver's side door into her, hitting her in the head.
Yeah, don't try to get out when 100 people drive by. On the
she suffered a bruise on one ear and a cut on the other. A lot of ear damage. Some of the juveniles were taken into custody as they rode downtown near Providence, whatever this area is.
But we've dealt with this. L.A., remember when they had that thing where it'd be like 1,000 people would ride down the street and they would block all the stoplights? And if you tried to go, I remember I was once with my brother-in-law and they stopped us. You remember that?
I think so, yeah.
And then finally they started getting police escorts for it. They had a name. I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, I see it every now and then.
But my brother-in-law tried to go and these guys go, he's trying to come at us. And then four fucking guys surrounded us. And we're like, fuck you guys. And then there was more showed up. We're like, all right, everything's cool. But that was like, that would be like 10, 15 minutes of bikes.
Yeah, forever.
It was like 1,000 people. So these guys don't have it that bad.
At 3:30 p.m., 2 hours after the first reports, police got a report of more than 50 people they have causing a disturbance. Store manager at the Dollar Tree said 15 people came in, 10 of whom stole numerous snacks, about $85 worth. They fled on their bikes. Store manager and other people held back the front door to keep other people from opening it. So they were like,
fucking Mad Max.
Trying to keep people from flooding in.
It's like Mad Max with jump bikes.
Patrolman on his way to the store spotted several people on bikes dipping in and out of traffic. Patrolman activated his overhead lights and sirens, scattering some of the suspects. One juvenile got caught. That guy was too slow on the bike.
What a fucking idiot. If you're that one guy.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? You better not rat us out.
Dude, by the way, can you imagine? It's the internet, man. They can organize like this.
Yeah.
When we were kids, you couldn't get 100 people together to go fucking terrorize a town.
Another one, a group of 10 of them went into a 7-Eleven. They started throwing shit around and they stole numerous things. These guys are lawless.
Part of me loves this. Part of me is also like, if it happened in my town, I'd be pretty pissed.
There was a break and entering in a vacant home. Several of the suspects were on jump bikes, one of whom had what appeared to be a gun. Police later arrested.
Is Providence a dangerous place?
I think so.
Who's riding around on a jump bike with a gun?
I don't know. It seems like you would have a car.
Wow. Well, stay safe on those streets.
Yeah.
These fucking hooligans.
Two males were on the steps of a man's neighbor's house, one of the neighbor's house, when a man asked them what they were doing. He said one of them pointed a gun at him, and they took off on their jump bikes. Jesus.
Dude, this is why we need guns.
Jump bike gangs.
Who who would have foreseen this?
Yeah, not me.
Fucking electric bikes.
Uber's got to. Uber's got to crack down. But how do you do? How do you crack?
I think
the
it's
whip?
The police job to crack down.
Hold on a second. Let me get on the same page as you. Here.
It doesn't matter the vehicle that they're using. Isn't that the police's job to stop this from happening? It's not Uber's fucking job.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, I really need to find out how to hack one of those. I would love to just get one and spray paint it black and then just drive it around.
Sure, you can go online pretty easily and find it.
It seems like there's got to be. It can't be that easy because they just leave them on the street. It's like leaving $1,500 on the street.
Well, that's why they say Uber's bleeding money, because Uber Eats, all that shit's not making what it's costing.
I'm glad I didn't buy their stock.
If you want to talk about buying stock, you need to look into Manscaped. I don't know if they're publicly traded, but you need to buy the products.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're publicly traded, because you'll want to own their merchandise because it keeps your balls nice and clean.
If you're on the swim team, you don't want to get DQ'd for having big hairy balls sticking out of your suit. If you have clean balls, they may blend in with your legs.
The Bushman always had clean balls.
Yeah. And you don't want to nick your ball sack. No one wants to walk around with your ball sack all nicked up with cuts and bruises.
Do you want your balls to look like the Rock's head?
Yeah, like a nice, smooth, hard-boiled egg.
Like a white egg?
Yeah, just a nice white or dark or Asian, whatever color your eggs have to be.
The egg whites are egg whites.
Yeah, that's true. But in this case, they're different.
Look, Manscaped's the number one below-the-belt grooming devices. They offer precision-engineered tools for manscaping.
They got the perfect package 2.0 kit. It's got the lawnmower 2.0. It's got skin-safe technology. I just used the nail clipper the other night. You know, sometimes you get that, your big toe gets kind of, it's hard to cut with a little rinky-dink. They got the nice big clipper.
Yeah.
Can really cut through tough nails.
I got drunk and decided to shave my balls and tried to nick them, and I couldn't.
Wow.
So
you took the nick your balls challenge, and you Manscaped wins again.
And you don't have to use the same trimmer that you use on your face on your nutsack.
Yeah, everyone's going to be like, hey, nutsack face, I can smell your grundle on your mustache.
You want to go see your mom for Thanksgiving, and she gives you a kiss on the cheek. Well, all she's tasting is your nutsack.
Yeah, even if it's an accident, it's still disgusting.
Yeah, now your mom's got your nutsack on her lips. She's spreading it to everybody else.
Then she kisses your old man. He's now kissed your nutsack.
Yeah, so now the whole family's got their nutsack on on their lips. Basically, you just teabagged your whole family for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Nice work. You know what wouldn't have happened? It wouldn't have happened if you got 20% off the Perfect Package 2.0 kit.
Yeah.
Free shipping, free travel bag with the code D&O at manscaped.com.
Yeah.
Precision tools for the family jewels. Manscaped.com. Use that promo code D&O. That's D&O.
And if you want to do it in the shower, feel free to do that. Waterproof.
Yeah. Dude, you could do it during a swim meet in Alaska.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't even get in trouble.
DQ this. I'm shaving my sack before the big race.
Dude, I would definitely shove my swimsuit up. I would thong it out every meet.
You'd be potential to be DQ'd every time.
Would it be illegal if your nutsack, you got out of the water, your nutsack was hanging out the side of your suit? You did it on purpose, but you told everyone it was an accident.
I think it'd be
like you get on the podium and you're
if you were like really selling it, they could tell you were making a mockery. I think you'd get in trouble. But if it was an honest mistake, I think there's nothing they can do.
Like that. Remember that football player who stuck his dick out in the photo?
Yeah.
You remember that from the yearbook?
Yeah, I think I remember it.
If I were that guy, I'd say I didn't know.
If you're going to do that, you better be under 18 because you'll get slapped with a fucking felony.
Because I'd be like, I just got done peeing. I was in a rush. And my wiener was still sticking out of the top of my pants.
Can you get DQ'd if you accidentally, in quotes, take a shit in the water while you're racing?
If you have diarrhea.
Yeah, you're just like, hey, because you shut the whole meat down. You have to take laxatives, because otherwise I don't think your body would even do it while you're moving.
Yeah.
You'd have to really
try. What if you say it's your turbocharger? Or you're just that's not diarrhea. That's jet fuel.
Or you just like, I thought I was going to fart. I had no idea.
I thought it just gave me a little fart. Turns out I shit my pants in the pool during a fucking swim meet.
They'd have to close the whole pool.
Yeah, they'd have to drain it.
Say you were losing the meat and the coach is like Cobra Kai style and he's like, sweet shit, the pool. And you're like, excuse me? Because he wants the meat canceled.
He's like, but I'll get disqualified.
And he's like, shit.
Because
put him in the. He knows they're down in points, and he's like, "We can't win this.
We got
our main guy's sick. We got to postpone it for a week."
What if they have a guy who's just a designated shitter, just some big fat guy who goes in there?
I think they'd eventually be onto it if he always does
no,
it.
No, it's never.
You'd have to find
on.
A kid though who has Crohn's, and then you could be like, "What? You're against people with Crohn's? How dare you?" And then you win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, then he goes and screams at everybody, and then you get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, about like how hard it is to shit, and swimming is his only outlet. He's been thrown out of every other sport, and this is his only home.
I don't think pools drain after there's duty.
No, a lot of them just take it out.
Scoop and add more chlorine.
That's I think a lot of them do, yeah.
So you could be swallowing some water and there could be chunks of duty in there.
Yeah, you get some duty chips in your mouth.
I like how you're like, well, that's the price you pay for swimming. Dude, the Y has definitely got shit in the water.
I had a problem at the Y the other day. I brought Baby Barb down there solo, which can be tough, you know.
Was she mauled by a girl with Down syndrome this time?
No, so we go there and I'm walking in. I'm like, oh, the family pool's empty. Great.
Yeah.
So we go in the locker room and I'm not great at women's clothing. I've never worn it in my life. So like getting her in a bathing suit can be hard for me. This one though was not bad.
Yeah.
So I get her in a swim diaper, get her, and I have to change. Like it's a whole.
Why don't you just put her in the swim diaper?
Because they don't hold, ironically.
Right,
they,
when you leave the house.
They don't hold pee. Like, the pee goes right through it somehow.
Oh, it's only a duty holder?
It pretty much.
What?
Just because it's in water. So it's like it doesn't need to hold the pee. But somehow it I don't know. So, because we made that mistake. My sister-in-law was holding and she peed all over her. She was just wearing the swim diaper.
Really? I thought, so what is it, like sandpaper that just catches duty?
It must be. I don't know.
What sort of crazy technology is this that only holds duty?
I don't know. So we get out there. And then this lifeguard comes up to me and she's like, you can't go in the pool. And I was like, why? And she said the schedule had changed, but there was no one in the pool. And I go, I really can't go in there. She said, no. So then I had to leave, change her ad. And she got excited because she knows where we are. She starts saying pool. She starts going to where the pool is. And so I have to take her all.
Wait, the schedule changed how?
And she said all this stuff. And I don't. There's no schedule to look at. So I'm just like, okay.
So they just were they discriminating against children?
I don't know. So then I had to leave. So then we had to go back, get changed again.
Oh, so you had to leave?
Yeah, I had to leave.
What a torture for a child.
So then, for me. So then I go to the front desk and I'm like, what's going on? What's this new schedule? And they're like, oh, you could have gone in. And I'm like, wait, what? They're like, no, there's no change. And I'm like, what are you talking? That lady just told me there's a change.
Did you wait for the lifeguard outside after the
shift?
Well,
of course, the lady at the front desk, walkie-talkie's not working. They're 2 feet away. All she did was walk in.
By the way, how was her walkie-talkie working? Didn't charge it?
I don't know. She's like, bad, something. I'm like, so just go walk over there.
Yeah.
So instead, she walks to this big, giant window and just puts the schedule to the window. And I see the lifeguard like, what? I don't know what you want me to look at. And she's like this. And then the lady sees me narking. She's probably going to try to stab me now. But then I just left. They're like, you can go back. And I'm like, I'm not getting rechanged. So I just left.
So what happened? I mean, I don't. What was scheduled? Not having children in the pool?
That's what this lady thought. But it was not that.
What a fucking.
And there was just one old person in the deep end of the family pool.
Dude, you need to get all these guys, these kids from these jump bikes to show up there, push the lifeguard stand into the pool.
Just ride their bikes see if they can ride across like some of those crazy clips.
Next time you'll let me swim here.
Yeah, so
what a lunatic.
Yeah, so I had to go home with my dick between my legs.
I would have jumped in that fucking pool.
Baby Barb handled it like a pro. She didn't. She was okay about it, but it was still annoying.
Yeah, that's not good.
So I had to write an email to the head of staff. And she's like, "Sorry for the misunderstanding."
Dude, you're gonna see a lot of whispers when you come up next. They're like, "That's
the lady definitely
guy.
Knows it was me. She could see me at the desk.
Did she give you like the finger across the throat?
I could see her talking to the other life because I think she was just doing what she thought she was told. It was clearly a miscommunication. It's not my fault. I don't think it's really her fault, but somebody fucked up. All I want to get is just get in that pool, man.
I don't know.
I want to pull my trunks up my ass.
Yeah, we've shown too much cheek.
Let's go. This is Barb and old Lee Singleton. Or Leo, as Earl Skakel would call him.
Leo's good, dude.
This was a while back. You had brought this up to me that you saw this. This is what's this guy's name? I don't know if they give his name. This is the dude who he went blind due to eating a fucking bizarre diet.
Oh, the guy with the glasses?
So an unidentified patient told doctors he had only eaten French fries from the fish and chip shop, Pringles, potato chips, white bread, slices of processed ham, and sausage since elementary school, and he avoided foods with certain textures. First visited a doctor at 14 complaining of tiredness, according to a case report. He wasn't taking any meds. He had a normal body mass index and height and showed no visible signs of malnutrition. Doctors discovered low B12 levels and anemia.
Oh, wait, you can't get that out of fucking processed ham and white bread and Pringles?
Chips?
Why don't they get a potato chip that fortifies their potato chip with vitamins and minerals? Oh, dude, that's a $1 billion idea.
You should do it, dude.
With what? My big old potato chip company that I own?
Yeah. They gave the guy vitamin B12 injections and offered him some dietary advice. Like, hey, maybe eat an apple every now and then.
Yeah, why don't you... You could eat apples that are shaped like potato chips.
Yeah.
They're crispy.
1 year later, there were signs of hearing loss and vision symptoms. Doctors did not find the cause. His vision worsened to the point of blindness by 17 years old. And doctors identified it was vitamin B12 deficiency, low copper and selenium levels, a high zinc level, reduced vitamin D level, and bone level density. So apparently this guy's just shitty diet led him to be blind.
Yeah, let him, because he didn't take their advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, get what you deserve.
They're like, hey, you need vitamin B12. He's like, do I? I don't think so.
What a fucking idiot. He obviously has a mental problem.
Yeah, the food, the texture.
I don't like the texture.
Well, you like seeing?
You're probably not going to be able to taste it soon.
You're not going to be able to see it. What a trick, though, on him that he'll still feel. It's not something he can see that bothers him. It's texture.
Probably go
so
numb.
So he can still feel it.
Ugh.
Researchers examined the case, concluded the patient suffered nutritional optic neuropathy, a dysfunction of the optic nerve.
That probably doesn't happen in any first world country ever.
In developed countries, it's mostly caused by bowel problems or medication that interferes with the absorption of nutrients and is rarely caused entirely by poor diet because other food is readily available.
This guy has all the food sources available. Meanwhile, other countries would die to fucking get some fucking nutrition.
Yeah,
this guy like, I don't like the way it feels in my mouth.
This guy blew it. Some places, malnutrition caused by poverty, war, and drought is linked to higher rates of this problem.
Dude, why is nobody doing this? Why aren't Oreos just stuffed with vitamins? I don't understand why nobody's doing this. This is the easy. I'm going to make a fucking potato chip that's... Yeah, it's terrible for you, but it has some nutritional value.
You
got
to call John Little. We're on to something, O'Neal.
Dude, if I told John Little right now, he'd be like, O'Neal,
where do we get B12? Where do we buy it?
You think China would supply us with B12?
We just pour it over existing chips, sell them on the street.
Healthy potato chips.
This condition is reversible if treated early, but can lead to blindness. So this guy made it all the way through.
Well, congratulations. He did it.
Jesus,
he
man.
Did. You know how hard it is to do? Do you know how hard it is to not eat anything nutritious?
This guy became a part of like the study because he fucked up so bad.
He's the guinea pig for nutrition.
How do you go to, like, he cared enough to go to the doctor and then he's like, I'm good. Like,
yeah, why go?
Why go?
Why waste everybody's time?
You got no problems and no go.
Oh, he thought it was an easy fix. He's like, oh, it's my diet. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to give me medicine.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be something else.
I have to stop eating these Pringles. This should be a Pringles commercial. This guy lost his goddamn vision.
That'd be a great
commercial. So good that this guy was willing to go blind for it.
He could get a Pringles ad. He could get a processed ham ad. He could get a fucking sausage ad.
No bad tat. No pudding, I'm sure. No.
He's like, ads. I can't read any longer,
but I still eat Pringles
because I love Pringles so much. That's how good they are.
I now have to buy Pringles using Braille, but I still buy them,
dude. Why is nobody doing out-of-the-box marketing like that?
It may be seen as insensitive. I don't know.
But he's agreeing to it.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll get money. He'll need that money because he's not going to get much of a job because he's fucking blind.
Yeah, this is going to... I'm going to go on a limb and say this may cause a problem throughout his life.
This affects his height. Tell you what, though. Easy grocery store trip. Also a super easy guy to go out to eat with.
I don't think he probably doesn't go out to eat. Probably just brings a bag of Pringles, sits at the table.
That's what I'm saying. He just fucking goes, no, I'm good. I got my bag. I got my Pringles can here.
They warned to watch out for kids who are extremely fussy can lead to stuff like this.
Dude, why don't they make ice cream that...
Like vitamin ice cream?
Yeah, vitamin
Vice
ice cream. Vice cream.
Dude. O'Neal, stop talking about this on the air.
You're giving away $1 million ideas.
They're going to beat you to it. You got to tell Little about this because he'll try to look into it. He'll like call some science. I know a scientist I went to school with.
My grandfather worked with a guy at NASA who manufactures his own B12 in his garage, puts it in crystal meth.
I can get a barrel of B12 for $100 a bucket.
All we do, we sprinkle it in it while we're making the ice cream. We pour it in there.
We'll buy an ice cream maker. I've made some.
We'll make it by hand, O'Neal. We'll get a big tub. I'll clean my bathtub out.
He'll start selling it out of the trunk of his car at first.
Vice cream, dude.
Vitamin ice cream. You just got to go to like the fattest areas.
Yeah.
And be like, you guys aren't, I know, let's be honest, none of you are taking supplements.
Yeah.
Get it right out of your fatty ice cream.
Dude, they make kids' vitamins taste like candy.
The gummies.
And I used to, did you have the ones that were like little characters and they were hard and you bite them and
those
they were different
the
flavors?
Flintstones, I think.
I had one that wasn't Flintstones. It was something else. It was just like that.
Yeah, you just bite them down.
Which were, they were worthless. They just turned out to be just candy because it turns out that vitamins don't really do shit for you when you take them orally. Unless you're completely deprived of nutrients, then they'll do something.
My
for
high
you.
School lady friend, and I've lost touch with her, maybe still, she couldn't swallow pills, and it was like maddening.
Yeah, I've encountered people like that.
Ground them up in an apple. So I'm like, dude, you're fucking old.
You're a child.
18 years old. Like,
when I was a kid, I had trouble, skill. But I just fucking did it.
I remember I couldn't do it, and I had like a.
It's hard.
I had a bad, I had a splitting headache as a kid to the point where I was like tearing. And my dad, it was late. It was like 3 a.m. And my dad got so pissed at me that I couldn't swallow pills that he like put it in my mouth and like screamed, do it! And I just swallowed it. He's like, and then I could do it ever since.
Well, I remember, I think I was at an age that was way too old to be taking them anally. So then I go, I better learn how to swallow these motherfuckers. Because I remember
you got a choice.
Having a pill shoved in my ass. And I go, yeah, I'm done with this.
So what happens?
I could have been like, maybe I was 5 years old.
So what does the pill dissolve? What is the science behind that? You figured it. I guess it just devolves in your stomach anyway.
Yeah.
So what? Does it go up into your stomach?
Well, then the same as food nutrients
they use a plunger,
get dissolved.
They really
oh, you mean how to? Oh, I think it absorbs into your intestine and then goes.
Okay.
Because a lot of nutrients get absorbed into the intestinal wall.
Yeah. It's so, weird though, going from the ass pipe.
I know, especially when you're not in that far, which I don't know. Maybe you have to go like up to the second knuckle.
Wouldn't most kids just try to fart, like not fart it out, but squeeze your, you know, like push it out? So you got to go deep enough where it's not coming out.
Now that I think about it, so I remember it being inside and being uncomfortable. Like I remember,
you may have been a drug mule. Those weren't pills,
dude. I may have been keistering shit.
They're like, here, put this pill. They're like, why is it in a lunchbox?
I remember it was a big pill. I couldn't swallow it, and the only way to do it, and I do remember it being uncomfortable for like an hour.
Whew.
Well, and I had to sit down, and I could feel it in my asshole.
I was never had my rectal thermometer taken as a kid.
Oh, I do remember also that.
Never given pills up my ass.
What
either.
Age do they stop doing? By the way, the greatest invention ever is now the forehead thermometer. Because, dude, I do remember having that shoved in my asshole.
Like Manscaped, don't use the same rectal thermometer that you use in your mouth.
Or if you're do some
Andy DeWitt thermometer.
What is that? ATT? Ass to thermometer, thermometer to
NVATTM.
Oh, ATM. It's ass thermometer to mouth.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's weird that you say that. I do remember getting my temperature. Maybe something was going on in my house where people are like, It was weird. It was a friend of my dad's was taking my temperature.
There's always one uncle who would, was my doctor.
Who always brought his own thermometer.
And it was shaped like his penis, but he just painted numbers along the sides of it.
I didn't remember that until we just brought it up, but I do remember having it, because you have to leave it in there for like a minute to get your temperature. Ooh. I remember it being in there, bending over, and it was like, oh, this feels weird.
Why was there a need of, like, you know what? The inside of the asshole is the same as the, like, why, I don't get why they went with that. With kids closing their mouths?
Well, yeah, because if you, kids would bite it, and it was mercury, and so it would fucking cause brain damage.
Oh, because it was glass.
Yeah. And so if kids bit it, I remember being
kids
nervous.
Kids' assholes weren't strong enough to clench them off.
They didn't have much strength. But do you remember when you would put it in your mouth and you'd put it under your tongue and you would get nervous? Do you ever get nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
And you're like, oh no, what? Like, I can't move it. Oh no, I just moved it. But when it was in your butt, you're like, well, I can't move it at all. Isn't it kind of like a sexual assault?
It seems it, yeah. It's against your will.
And also, you're shoving something in someone's asshole. What's the difference? Do you have a thermometer or someone's real skinny pinky in there? I think it's sexual.
You don't want either. You have to be held down for it.
It's sexual assault for sure.
Baby Barb, when she has a bad diaper rash, she doesn't want us to change her, and she can clench her legs together, and she's pretty strong. Like, it takes...
You have to take, like, a vice grip.
Sometimes take two of us to, like, pull them apart.
Jesus, you're like, you take the right leg, I'll take the left.
Keep them open, because she's just, like, as hard as she can, forcing her legs together. So I don't think you could
put a lump of coal in there. Maybe she'll make a diamond.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could get a rectal thermometer. If I don't want to. If I did,
I wonder how many you had it in there and they started bucking and it broke.
You would think that'd be a risk, yeah. Or if you're like, say you're on, I don't know, if you're like on a floor or something, and they jump up or it can go, or if it gets shoved up far.
Stop! Oh no, I can't. Yeah. That is dangerous business.
Just use it. Just you go the old-fashioned hand test.
Dude, maybe that's why we're all so fucked up, because we're all literally sexually assaulted with thermometers in our buttholes constantly.
And rectal medication.
Yeah, basically shoving a baby dildo in you.
Until I was in middle school, my parents shoved a Centrum multivitamin right up my asshole.
I know.
They're like, hey, get over here. You need your B12.
I know. And then my mom trained my wife how to give me my vitamin.
Would you rather be... I'd rather take a rectal vitamin given to me by my parents until I was 18, then go blind at 17 for malnutrition.
Oh, for sure.
Easily.
The weird thing is, I had a double-ended thermometer.
That you share with your brother.
Yeah. And people always were cheering.
All right.
Ass to ass.
Whoa, he has a fever. Whoa, this is going up. Yours is at 98.
I was like, what? Mom, this is the oddest double-ended fucking thermometer I've ever seen.
Why is it rubber?
She's like, it saves time.
Why is it rubber? Why is it rubber, and why are you mounting it to the wall? Yeah, you back
why,
up into
why is
it?
This purple?
Due to medical procedures, my ass has been probed more than most hookers.
Dude, so, I mean, is that sexual assault?
I mean, I guess.
Probably does some sort of trauma.
A lot of it, you know, they do tell you what they're going to do, but you can't.
Prepare yourself.
It's not good.
Well, they're shoving cameras in your butthole.
Cameras, I've had hands, I've had, you name it, it's been up there. Wallets.
Can I put the wallet in there to keep it open? Hold on, I'll be right back.
I had a doctor who, let's just say, was flamboyant, and he had to check my prostate with his hand.
Yeah.
And then he was like moving his hand around, and it feels so uncomfortable, like you're going to shit all over the guy's arm.
Ugh. Does he ask you if you have to take a dump beforehand?
No, they just shove it up there. And then he stops, and he goes, my hand cramped. And I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck. Like, my asshole's cramping. Like, let's go. Finish.
Wait, how did his hand cramp?
I don't know if he was just using it as an excuse to get some more time up there. Hey, I need my prostate milked. Trace won't do it.
I came here to get my prostate looked at every week.
Oh, I love it.
Doc, do I have prostate cancer?
I call him the milkman.
So how long was he up there then?
I mean, to me, it felt like forever. Dude. Long enough to claim he had a hand cramp.
Where was this doctor at? USC?
It's Dr. Vinny Boombat.
Was it the same doctor? Dude, here's the thing.
It was an Asian man.
You don't know what the fuck's going on now. He could have been doing that.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
When I went to the doctor not that long ago, and I was like, oh, I definitely see how you could easily be sexual assaulted. I went to the eye doctor, and I was like, if this guy grabbed my dick right now, I'd be like, is this part of the procedure? Like, what do you say?
You don't really know, and
I feel sympathy for all those women, man.
I want to leave my phone on during a colonoscopy. Some guy got like $2 million because they were like doing weird to him because he left it on.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know if it was video or just recording.
They were like doing funny shit with his butthole.
Yeah, they were like doing shtick, which I bet isn't that uncommon.
They're doing sketches. I mean, think about it. You do it every day. You got to make yourself. You got to entertain yourself a little bit.
I've had anesthesiologists do weird shit to me.
Make weird jokes. They're weird
like
people.
They have like their weirdo humor. They're like, you're not going to remember any of this. And then like you're like, the next thing you know, you're under. You're like, what the fuck?
I had an oral surgery that took place in the doctor's office, and they put me under. Which I don't know. I always thought you had to go to the hospital, but he put me under, and I'm pretty sure that they were playing with my dick.
Did he put you under via choking you out?
Like, this is gonna be a little weird.
Let me sink in the rear naked choke.
But I always thought that like if they're putting you under, you had to be in a hospital and be an anesthesiologist because this guy did it himself.
Yeah, I would think. And I think what year was this? The 80s?
No, this was mid 2000s.
Oh, so yeah, probably illegal.
And I think that him and his nurse sucked my dick
together. Did you wake up?
No, but when I woke up, it looked like something had happened.
You know Jay Glazer, former Pride sideline commentator, now NFL, I don't know what you call him. Fucking.
And reoccurring on Ballers.
Okay, I didn't know that credit. And he trains a lot of NFL players in MMA.
Yeah.
And he's about, what, 5'5", 6"?
Yeah, he's got that gym right behind Cabo Cantina.
Where, on Sunset?
Yeah.
Really?
That's where his gym is.
Is something behind that?
Yeah.
I've never even seen
There's like
it.
A that building, and I think you park by something.
So apparently I heard him on a radio interview, and he claims he's super hard to give anesthesia to. I don't know why. It just doesn't take.
Yeah.
And so he was having his knee operated on. He woke up. He doesn't remember it. Woke up in the middle of it.
Ooh.
And they were like, hey, man, like, whoa. And like he sits up. And like they told him this all after, and he's like, "I got to take a piss." And they're like, "Dude, you're in the middle of an operation. You can't go take a." He's like, "I'm taking a piss," and he tried to stand up, and he was telling the doctor, "I'm hungry. Get me a burger." To the doctor. Oh,
so he was fucking out of it.
But yeah, trying to move around and shit. Like, dude, you can't get up. Sit. You got to sit down. You can't go piss.
That. So I know somebody whose mom had a cesarean section, and she woke up. They didn't put her
Those
under enough.
You're not fully under. I don't think.
Well,
that's why they give you the divider sheet.
Oh, well, this is the 80s or 70s, and she could feel them cutting.
Ugh.
And she couldn't talk, so she was trying to make, I think what they do is they numb, they now they
You're
numb,
numb
you.
Yeah.
Okay, but before they used to just put you fully under, and so
probably better.
Then the fucking nurse finally noticed it, and they could feel, she could feel them cutting her stomach open.
Ugh.
And so then they put her under, so they got double dosed with. The baby got double dosed. You know who that child was?
Who?
Me.
Really?
That's probably what's wrong with me.
You got the double dose?
I got double dosed, dude.
Jesus.
So I think it could have affected me mentally.
Were you
a little different than the rest.
Were you that little fat boy? How long did you sleep for? Like 3 months as a baby?
Yeah. Some tells me it wasn't good. I don't know if you can still sue for that stuff or if that's just like,
yeah, what's the,
hey, it was the 70s. What are you going to do?
You may want to talk to John Little about that. O'Neill, I passed the bar.
That's class action lawsuit. Between that and the vitamin ice cream, O'Neill, we're about to be billionaires.
Per our recommendation, John Little has made his way. I think he's all the way done with
making a murderer.
Making a murderer.
Should we have him on for his recap?
He really fell in love with it.
He fell in love with the Dassies?
Just in general. He was giving me good texts along the way. When this Catherine Zellner speaks, I listen. This lady knows her shit.
Yeah, I hit her up. I want her to sue some people for me.
I was dying. Just like, what a bizarre case this is. I don't know. I just see he's really breaking it down because it's just funny to hear.
I like
somebody.
How first he mocked it.
I said, I go, we told you it's a good show. What do you think? We're leading you astray. We're not going to give you some shitty thing.
Where
to
has
watch.
He been, too? How's he not hear about this shit?
I can see it. It sounds stupid. Just
There's so much
it.
Good. Has he seen Abducted in Plain Sight?
He probably hasn't. We should tell
he's
him.
Blow his
he'll throw his TV out of his fucking window.
This guy jerked this guy off because he said, hey, no big deal. Just kid stuff.
Just two guys having fun.
Then he fucked his wife. Fucked him.
B.
He fucks the daughter.
Jesus. Fucking.
Yeah,
B.
He will lose his fucking marbles.
aliens invaded you motherfuckers.
He will lose his fucking mind.
He'll yell at us for record. This is what you fucking tell me to watch? He'll have like a goddamn aneurysm.
He's a guy, very unpredictable. What if you tell him to see something?
He may love it. He may go lose his mind.
Yeah, that sucked. You wasted my fucking time.
You owe me damages for ruining my fucking time.
Yeah, so, well... We'll have to pitch him these ideas. Yeah.
Let's go to this is Howie Moon before we get out of here again. The wedding boy.
Yeah.
This is clickorlando.com. Daytona Beach, Florida. What's this guy's name? Larry Adams.
Duda Freelander?
Larry Adams got pulled in by the Daytona Beach PD. He got arrested on suspicion that he used nunchucks and roach spray on his neighbors. What a combo. What a dangerous combo.
Dude, by the way.
Nunchuck, roach spray.
Probably the greatest form of self-defense is nunchucks and roach spray.
Look at this guy, by the way. This guy, you know, I wouldn't want nunchucks and roach spray coming at me by Larry Adams.
Is that Rick James?
It looks a little bit like Rick James.
God damn.
Looks like a bigger Rick James. They say he intentionally sprayed five people, threatened to shoot them. I don't know.
Why did you send him with the nunchucks?
Yeah, or the roach spray.
By the way, I'm going to go get my gun.
Two witnesses told police they left their apartment on the 400 block above wherever to tell neighbors to lower the volume of the music coming from a car outside the building. People inside the car told cops they were celebrating the 18th birthday of one of them. Adams also left his apartment around 1 a.m. and was verbally combative with the group by the car, so he didn't like the noise.
Okay, I get it.
Victims told police Adams cursed and made threats to them, even threatening to shoot them. The group began to argue with Adams, and that's when the 61-year-old pulled out a can and sprayed the neighbors with roach spray.
What? Do you think he had it on him for this intention?
You can see it like in his robe. Like, he came out like, oh, you want to fuck with me?
I got some roach spray.
Then he proceeded to threaten them with nunchucks. This guy is making, like, every threat there is. The victims evaded the attack, and Adams hit the car with the nunchucks. The nunchucks bounced back and hit him in the forehead. The guy, he injured himself.
This guy hit himself in the head with nunchucks.
He called 911, I think, saying they probably made him hit himself. And two of the victims.
This idiot called 911
on himself, basically.
What?
He may have been huffing the roach spray before he came outside.
What?
They found.
What a fucking dope.
They found Larry Adams. He had a small cut on his forehead. Upon checking his home, they found one nunchuck, one can of pepper spray, one empty can of roach spray, a silver box containing a loaded semi-automatic handgun magazine. And projectiles inside a sock on his bed.
What are projectiles inside of a sock?
Missiles? I don't know. What is that?
Projectiles?
Like a
inside
slingshot?
Nunchuck or Chinese stars?
It could be.
This guy's a modern day ninja. Every ninja needs roach spray.
Yeah, but he throws him at a fucking rubber wall and he hits himself in the gut.
How hard did those people laugh when he threatened them and then it hit him in the head? That's why he goes like, fuck you guys, call the cops.
They must have been dying. I would take the damage to my car to see the guy hit himself in the head.
I would take roach spray to the face to watch this guy smash those things and hit him. By the way, what position was this car? Like, you would have to hit it like this. How long were those nunchucks where they came back and hit him in the head?
What a fucking dipshit.
God. You're going to threaten somebody with nunchucks.
They should have had a fan and blown the roach spray into his face.
Oh, man. Dude, so if you're going to threaten someone with nunchucks, you got to know at least a little something how to use them.
No, I think he's just got them and he thinks that they're intimidating, but who comes outside with roach spray in one hand, nunchucks in the other? You don't take that guy seriously.
Dude, I've always said it. Nunchucks are dangerous to the people that are using them. They easily could come back on you.
That's why we reported on the basement that they were banned in some states.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Larry Adams, you're in the Daytona Beach area. Stay clear of this guy's house. You don't want to get hit with that roach spray.
Who's his roach spray dealer?
Guy goes to, they're like, sir, you've already bought two cases.
Oh, you can never be too safe.
I got nunchucks, motherfucker. You can carry nunchucks in public, right?
Well, no, it's banned in California. They're banned,
but in Florida, you could probably carry them around your neck.
Yeah, probably mandatory. They probably stop you and be like, "Do you have nunchucks on you?"
I hope he's watching YouTube tutorials now to try to train better with them.
Nunchucks are not, I mean, they are a great weapon, but you gotta fucking know.
He must have swung so wide that they could have avoided the hit, and then he hit the thing and just nailed himself in the face.
You know, they have those really long ones. He might have bought the wrong size.
They told him he needed an XL. He really was a medium.
Yeah. Because they do have those fucking XLs.
And it just hit the car. God, I would have loved to have been walking
right between
by.
Between the fucking eyes.
I would have loved to ride by with my jump bike gang while he did that. Nice job, Larry.
We got to get all these guys together on a mural.
Fuck that. I'm calling the cops.
Oh, you were laughing at me?
These guys had road spray in their mouths and their eyes, probably.
That would be. Jesus. I wonder if it causes blindness.
Well, that 17-year-old would be unaffected.
Have you ever used the orange stuff on roaches?
What's the orange stuff?
It's like orange.
Ancient orange oil?
Ancient
orange. I don't know.
No, it's orange oil. And what it does is it, like, I guess the lungs of roaches have like a waxy film on them. And then the orange oil melts the wax so they actually suffocate. There's no chemicals in it.
Jesus.
But you got to spray the shit out of them, but they do die.
Yikes.
But that's what I use.
I let them accumulate like hoarders.
Oh, yeah.
I hoard cockroaches.
Ugh.
I just want them crawling all over my body.
Dude, every time you said hoarders, all I know is the only thing I get is the smell. Like, it reminds me of Yummy and the smell.
I picture that lady used to live on my street who made it onto the show.
Yeah, that lady was great. We delivered to her.
Yeah.
And she made it on hoarders.
Shockingly, she was a little nutty.
Yeah, and she knew Ron Jeremy. I don't know, that might have been the biggest shocker.
It's got to be. If you live under a hoarder, you really got to be worried about them just crashing through with all their shit.
Or the bugs.
Yeah, that too.
I'm worried that there's potential for hoarding in some places. I've seen
dead mice, dead cats.
Yeah, because it could be a real fucking health problem.
And those neighbors who were like the young hoarding couple,
the ones who always had a garbage dump outside their front door.
Yeah,
fucking
lady idiot. Was attractive, but she lived in a goddamn duty sty.
I can't handle unclean women's.
I once went to this lady. She had triple D titties. I had to walk through 3 feet of cat shit.
Just to eat her box.
Oh, man. And I mean, I ate the litter box first.
Ugh.
Be cool.
Yeah, I can't stand people's filthy houses. If you're a chick, if you're on like a date, you're like, oh, yeah. Well, if you're not keeping this house clean, definitely not keeping that box up to OSHA specs.
The skin mark panties over there? Great. Oh,
yeah.
Is that a pizza box with a dildo in it? Awesome.
Oh, have you ever seen skin mark panties on a chick's underwear?
I don't think so.
I never look because I don't want to see it.
I don't think I have. I don't think women have that.
Skin marks?
I think it's a male problem.
What are you talking about?
I think only men deal with ass problems.
You think that they have a totally different digestive system?
I don't know. DeWitt was telling me that he thinks they don't deal with like any sort of ass issues.
Really?
But I think he has to lie to himself to keep eating ass.
True.
Like, it's a much better product.
He doesn't have an unbiased opinion. He's definitely very biased.
Yes.
So we can't take his word.
Yeah, he's trying to. He has an agenda that he's pushing. Yeah,
he's got a real political agenda.
Yes,
and it's ass eating 2020.
Ass eating all the time.
Yeah,
for everyone.
He's an independent.
Ass eating for all.
You don't think that they shit mark their? You don't think they ever fart and go, "I may have shit my pants"?
Maybe, I guess.
It must be.
Speaking of, I won't say the listener's name. I don't know if they want it out there, but they emailed me at danishthemayor@gmail.com.
And they shit their pants?
No, they were talking about cockfishing, the new term where you send fraudulent dick pics.
No, I still think it's better for, it's like a form of noodling.
She said she's running into it a lot with dating.
Really?
And she just doesn't get the play, though, because...
Yeah, there is no play.
You send a big
old
huge dinky, then you see the little tiny dinky.
But also, does she get excited when she sees the huge dinky, or is she like, a regular dinky is going to be better for me?
You want me? I can pull the email up.
If you want.
I don't want to read it word for word here.
Yeah, let me see this. Because I don't understand the phenomenon either.
No, because we're out of the game.
But
too.
It's the same as like. Also, men
lying about their heights.
Yes, and women wearing
Courtney knows someone
push-up bras and having no titties.
Courtney said she knew someone. She went on a date, And the guy said he was, I think, like 5'11". And she gets there, and he was like legit 5'3".
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's like, what? And she was like so disgusted that she's like, I just wanted to leave. And the guy's like, what?
What's
the problem?
That'd be like me wearing a thick wig that I show up there. And they're like, what's this guy fucking
doing? Just like, I don't get what you, like, but I think everyone lies to themselves. Like, oh, once they hang out with me, they're going to be like so blown away.
I'm the opposite, where I was like, I better put my the physical stuff there because they might not be able to deal with the personality shit.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in comedy, it's in your career.
Yeah, it's a fucking.
Let's see here. Okay. She said, so I'm listening to the new episode, and I have to share. In July, this guy sent me an underwear pic, but he had a 9-incher at least.
Then he, no way.
Then he sent me a nude, but something about the pic looked weird, so I reverse image searched it. Turns out the pic was of a porn star. I played along for a little longer, but what would happen if I went to his place? I'll spare you the visual, but I saved it just because it made me laugh.
That's funny.
So I can't even count the number of dick pics I've been sent in the last couple months without even asking for them. It's nuts.
Dude, what a great detective work. We're like, you're like, you Google image the fucking image they send you, and you're like, oh, this belonged. The internet is good in that respect. We're like, oh, this, I know where this cock belongs. I can name the person this cock belongs to.
The guy's sending out porn dick shots.
So what's he going to do? Is he going to play the, you remember Boys Don't Cry, where she was like, had a dildo in her pants, and then she was fucking chicks with the dildo, and chicks were like, oh no, I thought she had a cock.
Yeah. Seems far-fetched. So that's based on
are
truth,
they going to do
right?
that? Like, have a dildo, and then they're just going to slip their wiener in there at the last minute?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard Ari sends pictures of a pristine asshole to people he dates, and then they date him.
Oh, I heard that he sends pictures of a horse's nutsack, and they're like, oh, at least it's not that big.
They're like, oh, those are pretty small.
Yeah.
Then they see him, and they're like, Jesus Christ.
You lied. You ball-fished me. You nut-fished.
You could paint these things orangish yellow and sell them as grapefruits.
On the side of the highway. Those things are fucking. That's what he should do, actually. Sell bags of oranges with his nuts that are really just painted like oranges.
Well, then one of them hangs like so much lower than the other one. They're just, it's really the worst set of balls you've ever seen in your life.
They're horrendous.
It's not, if you bought or sold them as truck nuts, you'd be like, I'm taking these back. They're defective.
Well, you would. The problem is that you would end up blowing out the rear suspension of your truck because they would be dragging them down.
He'd be a bad swimmer.
Yeah, he'd be terrible.
Those balls would be.
They would have to custom make a pouch to put him in that goes behind his ball. Asshole.
He would be DQ'd in a Speedo. Imagine how weird he would look.
Oh, yeah.
In a Speedo.
Because he would have to tuck them, and they'd be like, your nuts are hanging out your butt cheeks.
How many people would you say have seen his balls over the years?
10,000?
It's got to be a lot.
You mean not just on video, in person?
No, like Skankfest, he gets naked.
10,000 so people.
What's at Skankfest? 300 to 500 in some of those shows?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, he danced naked behind Roy Wood Jr., who apparently was not too happy about it.
I could see that. He's a professional guy. Takes, you know, he has a real career.
He has a family.
Yeah, he's a guy who shows up to do comedy, not to be in some sort of freak show.
Well, what's funny is like, Ari thinks like everyone, everyone started with me at the comedy store. Like, there are people who've never, never dealt with any of that.
This is new behavior to them.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I don't.
Like, they did it, like, you know, when they were kids.
Yeah, yeah. Teenagers.
But not as a grown man.
I'm a 40-something-year-old man.
A grown man didn't have to deal with this.
You don't know what we're talking about. Apparently, at Skankfest, Roy Wood Jr. was like, hey, man, like, I host the show you used to host. It's your show. Yeah. Like, I'll extend the olive branch. I'm doing...
Which he didn't have because it didn't have anything to do with Roy Wood Jr.
Yeah, no, yeah. He just was a guy.
He was just the guy there, like, offered it.
Do you want to do it? He said, I'll do it. I think he even asked Art, do you mind if I do it? He said, go ahead.
He did.
So he did the goddamn comedy jam. This guy, Josh Adam Myers show, if you don't know who he is. And he's like, Ari, come out on stage, like, you know, the two hosts. And Art, okay. And he gets completely naked and just flapping his dick and balls behind Roy Wood, who I guess was not happy about it.
Most people aren't. I don't think there's ever again, we've said this story before, the only man to defeat Ari with the balls was Dan Anik.
We saw the only victor.
He grabbed him, swung on him. Or he's like, oh, let go.
Because Dan Anik, he was a comic.
He cocked him.
Back in the day, he was, what, like 5'1"? 5'3"? 2?
5'2", maybe.
Small
5'3".
Guy.
Maybe I think 5'3".
And Ari was going to cock him as a bit, and he went with it. He, instead of steering out of it, he steered into it.
He grabbed, yanked on that hog. Ari freaked the fuck out.
He wouldn't let go, and he had small hands. Yeah. He was like eye level with his dick because he was small. He was really shaking him around like a Rottweiler. Hey, what are you doing?
And you could see Ari's body moving as it was being rattled. It was the man, Bert. You might want to look up Dan Anik and find out how to get you one.
Or call him out. Bring him out.
Defeated him.
Bring out Dan Anik in like a little case. Unleash him like a gremlin on Ari's sack.
Yeah. You know what Dan Anik would have done?
Will Bert get revenge, do you think? I don't know if you want to engage.
I think he's scared.
You don't want to start the war.
I think he's scared of the drugging. But if Ari had drugged Dan Anik, Dan Anik would have had like a syringe with heroin in it and like stabbed it into Ari's leg.
I think the problem for Bert is, say he does get revenge, it's not going to end on a 1-to-1. Ari's going to come back.
He has to.
Ari's known for revenge. He's not going to take it.
Revenge is a dish Beth served kosher.
Big balls.
With Ari.
Here's Bert's best bet. A la the movie, classic movie, 3 o'clock high. He has to hire a third party who Ari can't trace to him at all.
It would be, no, because.
To fuck with him.
Yeah, it wouldn't work because Ari would figure it out.
He would sniff it out.
I mean, like, who did this? He'd be like, well, I'm sure.
You think he would hire a detective?
Yeah.
He would say nothing about it and wait till Bert turns like 50 and do something, like try to kill him or something.
So you're saying like, Ari would be walking home after a spot late at night and some guys would jump with baseball bats like Cape Fear.
On jump bikes.
Like De Niro and
Cape
Fear.
And Ari takes it. Where are you, Bert?
Counselor!
Bert, are you here? I see you.
Counselor!
Bert's hiding behind a dumpster crying.
Dude, that would actually be a great scene. That's what we should do with Bert. We do a scene where we hire some goons and he's like, Counselor!
Are you here?
Bert's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. This guy's indestructible. Or he tries to dose him. Here's like the problem. PCP.
Ari's not a very tough guy. So.
No.
He'd be like, ow, stop it. That hurts a lot.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
Who sent you, Bert? Is that hurt? Stop.
Bert, tell him to stop. I see you hiding behind the dumpster. I can see your love handles on the side of the dumpster.
Hurt Bert. Did Ari at least bring him some glow sticks to rave to?
You know, he brought him some devil sticks. Remember those devil sticks?
Saw a guy the other day in the grocery store. He was working there, but he was like, hanging out and
playing with devil sticks.
He's playing with a yo-yo. This guy was doing some crazy tricks.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I actually got into yo-yoing because my niece and nephew found an old yo-yo of ours.
I'm horrible at yo-yoing.
I was too. Now I've figured it out. I'm not great, but like I can do it. I can even do the one where you let it spin on the ground for a while, then you pop it back up.
Yeah, I can't do any of that shit. I can barely make it come up.
Do you remember when they had yo-yo people come to your school? It wasn't just The Simpsons. There was like, we had like some demo once.
I think I had it once or twice.
I thought it was, and I was like, no, they did do that. Like I remember in elementary school had like a fucking, they had a lot of weird shit. Like we had a stand-up comic come. We had a guy who was like a motivational speaker. And I was like, they didn't tell you what it was.
No, you just go gather and you're like, here's.
I was like, what are we doing here?
In high school, we had this like group of like, I think they were college age, or maybe just above, doing these like short plays about like rape and stuff, about like consenting.
Like how acted out were they?
It wasn't it's great nudity. Production. No, it was just like, hey, come on, Dennis, you've had a lot to drink. And he's like, shut up,
bitch. Yeah, like backhander.
That's like way over the top, and you're like, what the fuck are we? Want? You know, you're with your buddies.
Dude, I would love to write those plays now. You're like, smell my finger.
We had like college groups, like a cappella groups come sing to it. Like, it was like, what's the point?
What is this, The Office?
Yeah, we'd have them come sing. This group called
Andy Bernard?
This group from Colgate University in Vermont, Colgate 13. They'd come
sing. Is
that
from a fucking toothpaste company?
No, it's just Colgate. It's like a good school. Like, like a little below Ivy.
I always wonder when I hear stuff like that. Like, hey, it's the Crest Academy.
No, it's not like McDonald's. McDonald's College. But they would come and they'd sing to you. And I'm like, what's the point? Why are we doing this? I'd rather be in class.
Yeah, I'm going to mock this.
Yeah, it's just like people in college taking like, they would like try to be cool, like doing like Dave Matthews, but like all with their mouths like.
Oh, God.
You're like, shut the fuck up.
There's a famous group from Indiana University. They like released an album that sold a bunch.
God,
they were an a cappella group.
The internet has made so many of these things like possible to get out to a mass market.
What I love is like with people like that lady whose kid, then she was a newscaster doing a newscast, and like her kids were at work and walked in while she was giving a news report and like started grabbing her. And everyone's like, this is unbelievable. And I was like, why? Because a kid showed up at her work while she was on camera?
Did it go viral?
I could see her be like, we need to give her a reality show.
Her kid should be on the news.
I was like, why are you fascinated by this mishap?
Or just like the cat videos that have millions of views. It's like
I gotta admit, some of those animal videos are pretty good.
Just the cat playing with a box. You're like, what are people watching?
And then they're like, we need to get... Did you see that people had that... It was either a cat or a dog, and it died, but it had like millions of followers on Instagram. It was making up like six figures a year. The fucking thing died. Dude, can you imagine your livelihood is wrapped up in this thing that could fucking croak at any second?
You're saying I need to buy a dog, O'Neal?
So you're telling me if I get a dog that does cute shit, sell this vitamin ice cream, and get in a class action lawsuit?
I can make probably a couple thousand. Courtney, like a few weeks ago, I got caught up in watching this fucking Mortal Kombat championship on like TBS. She's like, what are you watching? And I was like, I've invested like...
Wait, like the video game?
Yeah, and I was like, I've invested like 5 minutes.
They're doing gamers?
I go, I gotta see the rat who wins.
So it was like a gamer...
It was like a championship.
Wow.
It was a fat black guy against like a nerdy kid with glasses. And it was just the back and forth. I don't know anything about the game.
Yeah.
But they're just like, oh my God, the reverse Hirokashu punched. Like,
who won?
The black guy. It went all the way to the last match. It was a winner.
How much was that on the line?
I think it was 100 Gs.
Yeah.
And the black guy, like, they talked to him. He seemed a bit on the spectrum. Speaking of on the spectrum, he was just like, thank you so much. The people cheering. Like, he just seemed very bizarre. Like, he just... Well, now I bet people probably told him, like, you're wasting your life. Now he's making 100 Gs.
Dude, there's college scholarships.
This guy, these two guys were unreal, doing shit. Like, I don't even know if like a normal person probably couldn't do the moves.
I'm sure you'd have to be, dude. They're doing sports doctors for kids that are gaming,
getting
in college.
Carpal tunnel, yeah,
sitting too long.
They have scholarships now.
It's fucking crazy.
But it's not a sport. I think Rick Fox bought a franchise. Now he's in a lawsuit because he sold it. Something happened.
Yeah, I mean, there is a ton of fucking money to be made.
Dude, we know Rich Slayton, who used to work at the Comedy Store. Now he's a commentator. I saw footage of him in Japan doing some fucking game. I've never even heard of the goddamn game.
No, but they sell out stadiums.
No, he was in Japan in this big fucking thing, and he's a color commentator for it. It's like, this is crazy. And it's something I know nothing about.
Isn't it?
But I just wanted to see who won this
battle. A commentator of doing color?
Yes.
Can't say color commentator.
Oh, I apologize.
You have to say... commentator,
yeah, well,
doing color.
There's egg on my face.
Commentary.
Yeah, this is crazy. This worlds of...
Dude, there is so much micro fame that's unbelievable. Like, guys that are bigger than most movie stars you've never fucking heard of.
Like K-pop, I don't understand, but it's like...
Huge.
You go online, it's like all these teenagers are like, did you hear about so-and-so, he's dating it?
And they do the soap operas with it, where it's like, so-and-so and so-and-so got together.
And I don't even get, I'm like, I don't think I've heard a K-pop song.
I like it, because it's like, you can have your own micro career.
It's a lot of, it's niche fame.
It's all, everything's
niche
now.
That's what YouTubers are, is niche.
Yeah.
That Aaron Paul? No, Aaron Paul's the actor. Logan Paul has a fight coming up.
How was that with that? Is he rematching that guy?
Is it the same guy? It's a black guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People said it was terrible.
The fight?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Those guys, did you see how fucking big?
He got ripped.
Yeah.
He's got nothing but time.
The problem is boxing, you can't spend a year boxing and learn how to box.
No, it's not. Just because you have YouTube fame, it's not like...
But they were like selling out an arena in
Did he win or
England.
Lose?
Logan Paul beat him.
Oh, he beat the guy.
But it was like controversial. You know how it is. They're just like trying to sell a rematch. Usual. It's controversial.
What's he making for these things? Good money?
Millions. Have you seen his house? He lives in a fucking mega mansion.
I saw the one he did have that was off of Melrose.
No. He lives now out in like some gated fucking community in like Calabasas
Probably
or something.
Probably better for him.
But no, the neighbors all hate him, obviously.
We put a trampoline in his last inside.
Yeah, you can only imagine what he's doing now. My issue with that sort of career is how do you keep topping yourself? At some point, you must be exhausted. You're like, I can't do this. Because even his brother is getting like fake wedding and like inviting fans to the wedding. Then there's someone punched him in the wedding. I mean, it's just, it's living Jackass 24 hours a day.
Was it Logan Paul who did the, he's like walking down the Asian streets doing like very like...
Oh yeah,
sensitive, like,
and he did the forest. It was either him or Jake, whatever.
One
Jake
of them,
and Logan.
I can't tell
them apart.
Who the fuck?
These white blonde guys all look the same.
We're far too old to pay specific attention.
My thing
that.
Is like the demographics. 12-year-olds, like yeah. They don't do any. I've seen their stuff. They don't do anything that interests me.
I heard a
whatsoever.
Guy, a sports guy on the radio I like, and his daughters were into them. And he goes, "You want to watch something like this? I'll show you something like this." And he showed him like the original Jack. He's like, this is at least well done.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It is.
He's like, this, you're watching a ripoff of this.
We're watching.
Like, so at least watch the real thing. And they're like, oh, we like these other guys. And he's like, whatever.
You're watching the bastardized half-assed version of Jackass.
Watered down.
Jackass took their time. The problem is they need contact daily. So what are you going to do? You can't possibly do good shit daily. So what do? You take a nice house and you destroy it.
Well, and, careful what you wish for, too, because look at Bam Margera's a mess.
Yeah.
Steve-O had a lot of troubles. Johnny Knoxville's the piss in a bag, I think, still.
Those guys, by the way, aren't doing anything nearly as creative or dangerous as Jackass.
Yeah, it takes a toll on you.
And they weren't doing it daily. Like,
I haven't seen Steve-O in the stand-up scene of you.
Oh, you mean have I seen him perform?
Like, or seen him out?
I haven't seen him in a while, but yeah, I had seen him around.
I haven't seen him.
I'd seen him... around, and I'd seen him on stage, but I never watched him.
I haven't seen him go up or like at the store, really.
Yeah, I don't think he comes to the store much. I think occasionally I'll see him on like a lineup, like Triple will have a lineup or something.
Oh, Steve-O, you want to fucking rock? Yeah, man.
Guy fucking shredded that voice.
Steve-O won't. He won't let us. Or Steve-O. Sam doesn't want to. He thinks our conspiracies, I think, are too. We may blow people's minds.
I texted him back. I go, oh, hey, I heard you sent out a group text. I didn't get it. And of course, he drops something crazy back to me.
Read it on air.
No, I can't. I don't want to get canceled.
Jesus.
Yeah, I would go on. I don't think he doesn't think that we like.
Not everyone on there, though, are deep fucking conspiracy guys. I'll listen to his.
It's funny because I was like, I made a joke about him never getting me on his Comedy Store main room show that he does. He's like, don't even get me started, bro. Like, there's some fucking. And I was like, what is there, a conspiracy attached to that? I was like, I see who you have on there.
Yeah, I've seen the rosters.
Yeah, I was like, what do you say? I made a joke about it. He's like, don't even get me fucking started, man. And I was like, started on what?
He was upset that we didn't put him in Daddy Knows Best.
He was pissed about that.
He held a grudge. But he's never really put us on anything. So it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Huh?
He did ask us if we wanted to do it. So I had to text him. He's like, you want to come in? Like today, the day that we were supposed to do this. He's like, you want to come in today or tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, man. No, I can't do that.
Yeah, he gives the other day, too. He gave very limited notice.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what the fuck.
I need to get my theories in order. I got a theory. Six Flags doesn't want people to get their phones back.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, right,
watch out for the Twisted Colossus, guys. Take your phones out of your pockets. If you have fake titties, they could fly out of the...
they could give you a black eye.
Fly out of the skin, go below the coast.
Dude, I brought my nunchucks on there and ended up getting hit in the face.
Some of those, we were, and I think we've said it before too. You need a chiropractor standing outside.
Yeah,
fucking some of the damage. Some of those,
also
old woodies.
I was spraying my roach spray during the ride. It blew back in my face. A real debacle.
I tried to spray the guy administering the ride. Oh, by the way, and this is the last thing I'll say about Six Flags, and we can get out of here. So one of the rides, I forget what it's called, but. You start,
Viper?
And then the guy hits the button, and you fucking fly at like 90 miles.
Oh,
like,
Superman?
No, but it's like that. But it's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You just go like right into a loop. And so the guy, you're waiting in line, and the guy does different shtick every time. He's like,
yeah.
Okay, guys, fine. And then he hits it. And then one, I think he did something like, knock, knock. Who's it? And he's like, not you. And he hit the thing, and they went. This guy behind me laughed for like legit 2 minutes to the point where like, I don't want to entertain anyone doing stand-up if this is what somebody finds funny.
That's,
and he told his buddy, yep. He goes, did you hear that? That was funny. You gotta admit that.
When I hear stuff like that, I go, man, I don't know if this career is for me. I don't know.
Guy was, it was like the best thing he had ever, and he was repeating it. Like,
yeah.
He goes, knock, knock, who's there? And he goes, not you. And he hit the thing. Oh, man. And his buddy's like, yeah, it was good. And I was like, are you fucking crazy?
How old were they?
They were like 40. Oh. I was like, are you fucking insane?
But then it also is the reason why a lot of, it's just not for us, that type of humor. But
I looked at Courtney and she gave me, like, she's like, I heard it. I was like, are you fucking crazy?
It's crazy.
I was like, oh my God. And then the guy, like, you come back, he's like, how was it? And like one person's like, yeah. Oh, okay, one person. Like, if you want to do stand, go do fucking stand-up. Yeah, no, don't use the mic time at Six Flags as anything else.
So many people abuse their mic privileges. Stewardess.
Should be taken away.
Fucking, what are they, flight attendants now?
It should be taken, yeah. Like, you're not allowed to do it. You're off the mic.
Yeah, a lot of tomfoolery on... The only guys I can get behind are the county fair guys.
Unless you're farting,
they're
into,
on there the
unless
whole time.
A flight attendant farts into the thing and you see it.
You know what would be funny, actually, if you're that guy, you rip a fart in the mic and you're like, don't worry, you won't be here to smell it. And then you hit the button and you take off.
That'd be good. Something like that would be good.
A little out of the box thinking there.
Or be like, yeah, I'm about to pull out my dick, and then you hit it. Oh, you missed it. Yeah,
you didn't see it. Hey, who?
Now you see it, now you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, this fucking guy, and he was like, really, you could tell he was like working out his stupid routine because he did like a different one every time. I was like, shut
the fuck
up.
He goes home, he's like, I need to write more.
Yeah.
Some of these people, I feel like I've seen them before. They're listening to the same material.
They're coming back. I feel like a real idiot.
I need a new hour of fucking launch jokes.
I just did it twice. You did the same bit twice in a row. You got it right.
Disgusting.
I wouldn't even go on tour if I were you. I wouldn't tour another Six Flags.
If you don't have a new hour, go to another Six Flags.
You should quit. You should take time off.
How many Six Flags are there? Do all of them, then come back and have a
maybe
new...
work some other rides, see some other things here.
Go to Thailand for 4 months, then come back to your job.
He talked to the guy like a real heart-to-heart with him. I'm going to do how to be a funny amusement park attendant convention at the Comedy Store if you want to come
inside amusement park entertainment, secrets revealed.
All right, put your hand on the button. Pretend like you're going to do it for me. I'm going to critique you.
A fucking idiot. All right.
All right, everybody. Check out Beach Cops. Basement's coming back.
Manscaped.
Manscaped. Shave your sack.
D and O. That's D, the word and then O.
We need at least 40 of you to buy Manscaped or they're going to kill us.
Yeah, they have Jeff's baby.
So far, we've sold 10. And if I don't sell more, baby Barb's not coming home.
She's not going to college this year.
Yeah, she's scheduled to go at 1.5.
All right.
Congrats to John, Johnny G, by the way, had a newborn baby.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your crossbows away from him, you fucking maniac.
Yeah.
He's really gotten under John Little's, gotten into his head.
Gotten into his unshaved nutsack.
He's really into him.
He's into him.
It's John on John crime. All right, guys, let's get out of here. Have a good week.
Danish O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill, your empty hearts, they will steal.
And I made those a part of my style. And I made the attitude, based on my understanding of Aikido, which is that you have, you know, the gentle, the supple, the sublime, the soft, the severe.
It's talking about titties.
And the wrathful. And I felt very, very convicted. You know, I felt tremendous conviction.
He should be convicted.
He felt convicted?
He should be for all the shit he's done.
Instead of feeling it, you should actually be convicted.
Supple,
round,
wrathful,
very cushiony,
pancake nipples, sublime,
sweaty.
Talking about Sublime, the
juicy
band.
What a moron.
Watch him see skirts around.
I felt like I should be convicted for many of the crimes that I have committed.
Wait, are we still recording?
By the way, do not air any of this.
All right, that's been Post Show Steve Seagal Talk. Goodbye.